Caleb Dressel has become the first swimmer to win three gold medals on a single night at the World Championships. America's newest star turned in a stunning performance, racing three times over the course of about 2 hours and winning every time. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
We're at a moment in the country right now which I think, you know, the left should do some soul searching too, right?
I put a spell on you.
We don't want to hear anything that we've long said this about the right, but I think the left, I'm a journalist, but the left as a rule does not want to hear thoughtful disagreement.
You're gonna f*** up sooner or later.
We are in a big, fat, ugly bubble.
It is so big.
Shake that bottle and make it!
Say whoa!
The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up.
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend.
What the hell's going on?
That's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. We're going to be speaking with a doctor who lived in Cuba for some 15 years. He'll tell us about the Cuban healthcare system that Michael Moore and Keith Ellison have been praising. Here's Keith Ellison.
The American people is being able to go to the doctor when you are sick, and maybe even going to the doctor before you get sick. What about that? What a concept. Why is it that countries like Cuba or Canada or Russia or a lot of places in this world spend half what we spend per capita and they got better health outcomes than we do? And the reason is our system is not designed to keep people healthy. It's not designed to keep them well. It's designed to make certain corporations a lot of money.
You see, you can't pursue making money and also do good at the same time. They're mutually exclusive. That's Keith Ellison praising the Cuban healthcare system, and Michael Moore did a documentary, and in his documentary claimed that when he visited the island, he was accorded the same medical care that anybody else would have gotten. Wasn't any kind of special treatment for him because he's a celebrity. No.
I asked them to give us the same exact care they give their fellow Cuban citizens. No more, no less.
We're going to talk to a man who lived in Cuba, worked in their Cuban healthcare system for some 15 years. And let's find out whether or not the quality of healthcare for the average Cuban was as good as that was told to us by Mr. Moore in that documentary called Sicko. Karen Bass, congresswoman from California, says the GOP healthcare bill will cause 30 million people to lose insurance.
Well, I think it means an awful lot. I think it means life or death to look at it seriously. It's not just the fact that over 30 million people will lose their health care, even people who have employer-based health care.
Okay, let's talk about that. There's a piece we're going to put up on LarryElder.com, National Review, by Avik Roy, who is an expert in health care. Headline, Leaked CBO Numbers. 73% of GOP coverage losses, in quotes, caused by individual mandate repeal. In other words, three quarters of the people that the CBO claims will, quote, lose coverage, close quote, are voluntarily dropping it because they're no longer required to have it. Now, where does that number come from? He writes, quote, thanks to information that was leaked to me by a congressional staffer, we now have the answer. See, all leaks aren't bad, I guess. Quote, nearly three-fourths of the difference in coverage between Obamacare and the various GOP plans derives from a single feature of the Republican bills, their repeal of Obamacare's individual mandate. But the CBO has never published a year-by-year breakout of the impact of the individual mandate on its coverage estimates. So we've never known how many people are getting coverage because they're forced to get coverage as opposed to because they want to get coverage. Quote, the CBO has developed its own estimates of that impact during work it did last December to estimate the effects of repealing the individual mandate as a standalone measure. Based on those estimates, of the 22 million fewer people who will have health care insurance in 2026 under the Senate bill, 16 million will voluntarily drop out of the market because they no longer face a financial penalty for doing so. That's 73% of the total. End of quote. So next time you hear all this stuff about how many people won't have health care insurance, ask whoever's making the estimate how many of them are voluntarily dropping it, only have it because they're getting it at the point of bayonet. They don't want it. They don't feel that they need it. How many of them have it only because the government's making them get it? And according to this article by Avik Roy, we'll put it up on LarryElder.com, 75% of the number or 73% of that number will go away because they now have the ability to go away. They have the right to go away. Maxine Waters was not happy with my appearance on Tucker Carlson, and she criticized both of us for speculating that she might run for president in 2020. I didn't speculate. Tucker Carlson is the one who suggested that she might run, and I said, well, if she does, and I rattled off a bunch of reasons why I thought she wasn't going to get very far. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Huckabee Sanders is now the new press secretary.
...is simply not an option. These groups want lawmakers to know that their members want them to follow through on their promise to the American people. Finally, I'd like to read a statement from the President on the resignation of Press Secretary Sean Spicer. I am grateful for Sean's work on behalf of my administration and the American people. I wish him continued success as he moves on to pursue new opportunities. Just look at his great television ratings. Sean will continue to serve the administration through August. And the president has also appointed Anthony Scaramucci as communications director. And I have a statement on Anthony's appointment as well. Anthony is a person I have great respect for, and he will be an important addition to this administration. He's been a great supporter and will now help implement key aspects of our agenda while leading the communications team. We have accomplished so much, and we are being given credit for so little. The good news is the people get it, even if the media doesn't. And I'd like to bring Anthony up to say a few words and take a few questions. As always, I'll be back after that to answer any follow-up questions.
Now, Ari Fleischer said that he would not be surprised if Sean Spicer is not the only one to leave.
It's unsettling. You know, Sean was one of the original people. He went back in the campaign a long ways. As soon as Trump got the nomination, the RNC with Sean jumped in to help Donald Trump. I wouldn't be surprised if other people leave. You know, this is one of those moments now where you're tired, you're beat down, you're worn out in that job. Everybody gets that way at some point. And with Sean leaving, it might be an excuse for other more inside the Beltway types to leave. But again, if they're replaced by the people that Donald Trump has faith in, there's nothing wrong with that. It's part of the White House process. It's happening earlier than it traditionally does. But I wouldn't be surprised if Sean is not the only one to leave.
Scaramucci said Sean did a very good job.
Really going to try to get there. How you doing, Maggie?
The president, welcome. The president is known to see himself as his own best spokesperson, his own best messenger. That was clearly a challenge that Sean had at this podium. How do you plan on navigating that differently than him or Mike Dubke or anybody else?
Here's what I would say. Okay, I thought Sean did a very, very good job.
He's a very articulate person. He's had 30 years in communications. I would imagine that there are people here that are going to be super excited when he lands in a job that he really likes. And he'll be a very effective communicator for wherever he goes. As it relates to standing at the podium, I think everybody has their own individual personality. I do believe that the best messenger, the best media person, the most savvy person in the White House is the President of the United States. And I'm frankly hoping to learn from him as well as learn from Sarah and other people here.
How would you characterize your relationship with the President?
Now, David Brat is a Republican from Virginia, and he's talking about the fact that 90% of those in the mainstream media supported Hillary, and they're not giving Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt. Well, duh.
I think it's up to the people, obviously. When you promise the American people for 7 years you're going to repeal, right? On CNN this week, I said, please look up the word repeal. It means to get rid of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what everybody can remember 10 years ago. And the way the mainstream media, right, 96% of mainstream media folks, you know, supported Hillary. And so it's clear they want the Obamacare product. They'll never give you the accurate CBO numbers, the accurate polling. Ask people, would you rather have your own doctor and cheap insurance like you did 20 years ago? We all remember that. Or would you rather have the federal government running health care for you?
Michael Moore says he was shown the same health care as the average Cuban.
I asked them to give us the same exact care they give their fellow Cuban citizens. No more, no less.
We're going to talk to a doctor who worked in the Cuban healthcare system for 15 years. Is it true that Michael Moore was shown the same quality of healthcare as is experienced by the average Cuban? Is it true, as Keith Ellison points out, that Cuba spends way less money on their healthcare system, but their quality is better than ours? Very important as we go into repeal and replacement, if we're trying to reverse the tie towards single payer, 888-971-SAGE. I am Larry Elder. Do not leave town.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Place by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Are you looking to get out of your timeshare with 100% guarantee? I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. We have helped thousands of timeshare owners get out of their timeshare legally and ethically. We have an excellent track record, and we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call us today for a free consultation at 855-551-7066 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com at 855-551-7066 or LoneStarTransfer.com. We will help you today.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45s baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Call in now and join the conversation. 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Setting fire to the airwaves, it's the Larry Elder Show.
The American people is being able to go to the doctor when you are sick, and maybe even going to the doctor before you get sick. What about that? What a concept. Why is it that countries like Cuba or Canada or Russia or a lot of places in this world spend half what we spend per capita, and they got better health outcomes than we do?
I asked them to give us the same exact care they give their fellow Cuban citizens. No more, no less.
888-971-SAG, 888-971-7243, later on the show. Maxine Waters not happy with my take on her prospects for running for president in 2020. I was on the Tucker Carlson show. And on MSNBC Heha, on the Joy Reid show, Maxine Waters had a response. We'll have that for you later on. And again, I'm going to be broadcasting live from the White House yesterday. We have a slate of prospective guests, including Anthony Scaramucci, who may appear. More on this in due course. Now, I just played you an excerpt from a speech made by Keith Ellison, the hard left guy. Who believes that the Cuban healthcare system is wonderful, that they spend a lot less and get better outcomes. And, of course, Michael Moore famously went on a boat and went to Cuba in his documentary Sicko and purportedly got healthcare no better than the average Canadian Cuban citizen. And the healthcare that Michael Moore got was quite good, according to Michael Moore. George Boris is a plastic surgeon, been one in L.A. for some 35 years, but he lived for 15 years in Cuba, was a permanent resident from 2000 to 2015, and came back to this country for a week here and there, but for 15 years was a permanent resident there. And if anybody knows about the Cuban healthcare system, it is Dr. George Boris. Dr. Boris, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. According to Keith Ellison, the Cuban healthcare system is wonderful. They spend less, they have better outcomes.
You know, when I was living there, it was a joke. The fastest way to a cemetery is go to a hospital there. There's no sheets, there's no soap, there's no medicine. The doctors know very little. It's embarrassing. I brought needles there when I first got there for people, tons of people coming from Venezuela by plane for cataract surgery. And the type of surgery they're doing is something we did 30, 40 years ago, a joke. And they have no technology, virtually nothing. They have nothing. You know, I used to bring medicine, which was expired, and they'd use it. And, it was funny. I used to think about Ratatouille, where there was a rat that wanted to be a chef, a cook in Paris. And, you know, I think the cockroaches and rats, which live in these hospitals, want to be doctors, because The place is, you've never seen such deplorable, squalid conditions anywhere. Yes, there are a few flagship hospitals, you know, for the politically connected, for people with money, but they're very few, and they're mainly in Havana. You go outside of Havana, I mean, everything is like the cars. I mean, they have, one day I was making rounds with a doctor, and the syringes are from, like, the days of Elliot Ness. I mean, they're as old as, the cars there. But the reality is they have nothing there. And it's like any liberal thing. I trained in Toronto, and I can tell you unbelievable stories about socialism in Canada and how bad it is. But the reality is in Cuba, it's beyond, I mean, if it was an animal hospital, the government here would shut it down. I mean, all of them.
I'm talking to George Boris. I'm talking to George Boris. He lived for 15 years as a permanent resident in Cuba. He's been practicing medicine for 35 years here in Los Angeles. George, one day I was riding in a car, having been picked up from one of my TV hits, and it turns out the driver was Cuban. And I told him what Michael Moore said about the Cuban healthcare system. Literally, George, he pulls over, he starts crying and starts telling me stories similar to the story that you just now told about the times he goes down there. He has to take aspirin and bandages and cotton balls. He has to take two or three times what he needs because a third to a half of it will be taken by the people at the airport.
This is what
this man told me. He's crying and he's angry that the perception is very different, and that's in part because of people like Michael Moore.
The people, in particularly immigration, are extremely, extremely corrupt. They steal and take anything and everything they can, you know, because everything is black market there, pretty much in Cuba. I can go on and tell you about that as separate from medicine, but you know, really the healthcare is so bad. I mean, it's almost pre-Civil War. You have, a lot of people laughing after the Michael Moore movie because people would come down there wanting, free medical care. And the hospital and the government would laugh and basically tell them to get back to the airport. There's nothing free for you here. Nothing.
I'm talking to George Boris. He's been practicing medicine for 35 years, lived for 15 years in Cuba. George, explain to me how it is that the perception outside of Cuba is so very different from the reality within the country.
The further you get away from Cuba, the more romanticized it is, and particularly with the liberals. I mean, you know, the liberals talk about how great health care and how great socialism is, worldwide. And it's just a myth. The reality is, like in Venezuela, when you look at the shelves in supermarkets, they have nothing. And then you come to America and you see all the wealth of variety of things we have in our supermarkets. The same thing in healthcare. You know, one shoe fits all. Everybody gets the common denominator. It's basically nothing. They have no, really, I could be a celebrity. I can go to a hospital with a few bottles of aspirin, give it to them, and they would love me. They treat me like a VIP. They have nothing. They really don't have anything except the propaganda. And, I can tell you funny stories. I mean, when I first got there, I was with, I had a girlfriend then that in the middle of the night woke up with real severe abdominal pain. We went to see the women's hospital and had, weight. But when we went to see the doctor, she said, the woman has some inflammatory pelvic condition, gave her 10 pills and gave me 10 pills. And she didn't take the pills. I took the pills. And the following morning, the woman's period came, and it was just a pain from a period that was starting. I mean, that's how far off they have. No, really, the technology is non-existent in most hospitals. They may have a few MRI scans scattered in the hospital, which are the flagship hospitals, like the one Michael Moore went to, which is called Almeida in central Havana. But the reality is they have nothing. You go out of central Havana, and you find, and they talk about all these great clinics they've got all around, but the clinics have nothing. I mean, before I was a plastic surgeon, I was doing ear, nose, and throat work. And in the clinics there, they don't even have an otoscope to look in the ears. They have nothing. They don't have anything. And as they say, the technology is non-existent. And, people go there for cheap health care, too, like for plastic surgery. And, I'm a plastic surgeon. I went around with the doctors at Almeida, and they're doing work that I was doing 30, 40 years ago. I mean, they really haven't really advanced. But, you don't hear this because it's all the liberal media and promulgating this nonsense.
Well, George, thank you very much for coming on. That's been George Boris. He is a plastic surgeon, practiced for 35 years here in Los Angeles, but spent 15 years as a permanent resident in Cuba. You heard his stories. When we come back, Chuck Schumer dodges on whether the Dems will push for a single payer. Of course they will. I'm Larry Elder. Don't leave town.
All across America, The Larry Elder Show.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's going to be 112 Monday, and we're going to have Redding City Mayor Brent Weaver right here on another hot seat. Let's find out from Brent what the city manager is going to do over the next 6 months. What's his 6 month and 12 month plan? What's Redding's plan for the future? All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Mark, you know what I've been craving lately? Chinese food.
Abby, I have the perfect solution. Sailing Boat Restaurant has partnered with Haven Humane Society for this month's second Tuesday dining restaurant.
Wow, so I can get my Chinese food fix and help out animals in need at the same time? Sailing Boat Restaurant always satisfies my cravings with their amazing food.
Please join us Tuesday, August 8th at Sailing Boat Restaurant from 5 to 9 p.m. They have graciously donated a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane reach their goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Call Call in now and join the conversation. 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243.
Yeah, Larry, Carl from L.A. Yeah, we some way call the Democratic herd and buy some jumping Jim Jeffries out of these Democrats. I'd say tell them, hey, you come and play ball with me and pass health care and tax cuts. When Kennedy retires, I won't nominate a right-wing conservative judicial nominee like Larry Elder or Cruz. I'll nominate a moderate conservative if you come and play ball with me. Call the herd some way, somehow, from the Democrats. Talk at you, Larry. Bye.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Remember when Mitt Romney was talking about how bad Russia was and Obama just blew it off?
Governor Romney, I'm glad that you recognize that Al-Qaeda's. When you were asked what's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia. Not Al-Qaeda. You said Russia. In the 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back because, you know, the Cold War has been over for 20 years.
But Trump is in bed with Putin. It's mind-blowing. One of the first things Obama did when he came into office was to renege on the deal that Bush had negotiated with the Poles and the Czech Republic for defense because the Russians hated that deal. Has Hillary pressed the reset button? Demeaned Mitt Romney when during that 2012 debate he said suggested that Russia was the biggest geopolitical threat. And, of course, told Medvedev over hot mic, unaware that people could hear him, after the election I'll have more flexibility. He was specifically talking about missile defense. Where's the investigation? Now, I have frequently talked about Bernie Sanders and his assertion that there's a free lunch. But at least Bernie Sanders is sincere in his belief that there's a free lunch. And he's honest about the desire for single payer. Why Chuck Schumer can't be honest is beyond me.
Economics, George, is our strength.
Some may wonder if it's going to be bold enough. I mean, even your New York colleague, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, talking about health care, says if you really want to get prices down, you have to go to single-payer health care. Will Democrats unify behind single-payer health care?
Well, our economic agenda, we've talked so much about health care that we are not going to address that in this agenda. We've been talking about it. And let me
not going to address that in this agenda?
Just say, the first thing we're going to do should first... I think that this the Trump care will not pass. It just is
rotten. You think it's dead?
I think it's very unlikely to pass because it's rotten to the core.
You see, what he wants, of course, is single payer, but he doesn't want to scare anybody, so he's not saying it.
People are not for reducing taxes on rich people or getting rid of Medicaid, which is a very, very middle class now thing, as well as for poor people.
See, we've expanded Medicaid, so now even middle class people are on Medicaid, making it even more unlikely that you'll ever be able to take it back.
So the first things we're going to...
And, of course, hospitals are also now getting benefits from Medicaid. Also, another constituency now that's benefiting from this, another reason why there's so much pressure to keep it alone.
Propose if the Republic and the Republicans hopefully will join us once they abandon this rotten bill is some cost sharing, which the insurance companies say
cost sharing. That's a fancy way of saying corporate welfare. You see, once you mandate that insurance companies have to take on people with pre-existing illnesses, that's going to cost more money. So what do? Cost sharing, corporate welfare, give them money through the back door.
Will help bring down premiums and stabilize the market.
That won't bring down premiums. It means that you'll be charged less for the premiums. The premiums are still the same price. They're just going to be paid for by other taxpayers, you see.
Market. Something else that Republicans have often supported, which is reinsurance proposed by Tom Carper and Tim Kaine. And Claire McCaskill's proposed something in the Bexar counties, B-A-R-E. You can, if you can't get insurance in those counties, you can get the same kind of health insurance we get. Then we're going to look at broader things. Single payer is one of them.
So that is on the table.
Then we're going to look at broader things.
Things are on the table. Medicare for people above 55 is on the table. A buy-in to Medicare is on the table. Buy-in to Medicaid is on the table. On the broader issues, we will start examining them once we stabilize the system. And our Republican...
Once we stabilize the system, we can then begin, we can re-energize our march towards single payer, you see.
Colleagues have said, should, even Mitch McConnell alluded to the fact that should their bill fail, they'll work with us on these first stabilization things. Then Democrats and Republicans will have different ideas, should sit down and talk about how we can improve the system.
I don't know about you, but my head hurts.
And the one thing we insist on, we not do what they did, which is just 10 Republicans, 4 Republicans in a room, not even including us, regular order.
Let's not remind anybody that Obamacare was passed without a single Republican vote, okay? Let's not remind anybody about that.
hearings, committees, go through the process. But on this agenda, we are going to really shake things up, and we're going to fill.
And you see how confident he sounds? And he should. He knows he's got a bunch of people now on Medicare, Medicaid who weren't on before, a bunch of hospitals now getting benefits from Medicaid who didn't get them before. And he knows damn well that you cannot put that genie back in the bottle.
The vacuum that Donald Trump left when he campaigned.
You're ecstatic about it. That was her game plan all along.
On some of the things like this and then abandoned them for the hard right Koch brothers.
Final question. You heard Mr. Sekulow on this issue of whether the president.
Headache. George from Ohio said this about Relief Factor. I am an architect who still draws with a pencil.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-651-4888. That's 800-651-4888. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888. That's 800-651-4888. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday, yourself, invite family and friends and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
There's an older animal at Haven Humane who lost his loving home just waiting for you to come rescue him. PALS Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion, and right now Blindsided is making a donation to this fund with every window covering order. Donations to this fund continue to provide homes for these older pets and honor the memory of this amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 10 years ago.
For window coverings, contact Blindsided today at 945-3969.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Call
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Larry, great show, man. I know you follow the OJ stuff going way back. I know you're the sage of South Central L.A., but hey, man, do you think McDonald's is going to be handing out free cups of orange juice after OJ gets released? Let's get some free OJ. Free OJ. Free OJ. Or is it going to be OJ's free? OJ's free. We'll see you, brother.
888-971-SAGE. Well, if it's a McDonald's offering free OJ in South Central, OJ won't be there. He couldn't find South Central with a road mech, a guide dog, and a GPS system. Had no blooming idea where South Central was until he murdered two people and then played the race card. Here's what Fred Goldman said about OJ.
He talked about wanting to get back to his life, Fred. I just want to play one soundbite from yesterday and get your thoughts on it.
I've missed a lot of time, like 36 birthdays with my children, and I ended up missing their graduation because of it. Right now, I'm at a point in my life where all I want to do is spend time with my, as much time as I can with my children and my friends.
Fred, what do you think about that?
I think it's a pile of bull. He didn't spend much time with his family when he was out of jail, so now all of a sudden he's going to become the loving father of all time. I don't think so. I don't think it's in his being to be that kind of person. I think he is who he is. He's a thug. He's an abuser, a murderer. He's a liar, narcissistic sociopath. I don't think it's within his ability to be a decent human being.
Later on in the show, we're going to talk about Maxine Waters' reaction to my appearance on Tucker Carlson's show, where I said a few mildly critical things about Kerosene Maxine. Have that for you later on. We're talking about the addition of Anthony Scaramucci to the White House communications team. I think it's a really good choice. Scaramucci said to Jake Tapper, "It is absurd for you to suggest that Democrats would not have taken this meeting."
My very close friend Jared Kushner is going to testify tomorrow. I predict that will be the last time Jared Kushner talks about the Russians. Okay?
Well, here's the thing. You said that there was
a very
you
honest
said a
guy,
couple
Jake.
Minutes ago, you said I have no reason to think Jared's not honest.
Yeah, he's very honest. So he'll be done testifying. There's nothing to the story, and we'll be moving on.
You said just a few minutes ago that nobody in the campaign met with anybody.
That I saw, sir.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't attend every single meeting, but
right. And you didn't attend the one.
I was very early in the campaign.
You didn't. Did you know about the meeting that Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and Paul Manafort had with a number of Russians, including
I didn't know about the meeting, but what I don't like about the way the thing was handled from a communications and strategy perspective, I think Donald Trump Jr. got bad advice. They told him to put out a small statement. Donald Trump Jr. is a very honest, very high integrity person. I've known him for a long time. I have an enormous amount of respect for him. You know, on other shows, there were guys on Wall Street that people said were criminals or bad guys, and everyone in the cabal said that they were. I went out there, Jake, and said that they weren't, and I was proven right. And I'm telling you, Donald J. Trump Jr. is a great guy. He didn't do anything wrong. I just think the mistake was in the way it was communicated. We started with one person, and now we have an auditorium of Russians that he was speaking to, or whatever the hell it was, and it's ridiculous.
Okay, well,
it was
Anthony,
let me finish, Jake. It was a non-event meeting, and he's a political neophyte in June of 2016. Someone from the Clinton organization would have probably put an Arkansas lawyer in that meeting, but if you're trying to suggest and tell me that people on the other side wouldn't have taken a meeting like that, That's ridiculous.
I don't know.
Jake.
It's hypothetical, but I can tell you there are a lot of Republicans.
Well, we know the Clintons are way too ethical to take such a meeting. I'll pause while you reach for your barf bag. Maxine Waters says the drip, drip, drip of information is going to lead right to impeachment. We'll be talking about that later on. 888-971-SAG. But first, Harlan from Gun Barrel City, Texas is on the line. Harlan, thank you very much for calling the show. I appreciate it.
Hello, Larry. Three things. I wish Maxine would run for vice president, and I love your show because it is a great, refreshing thing to listen to, the truth. And that's the one thing that the media doesn't know how to deal with Trump and his son, because they really have integrity. They're honest, and they should come of it straightforward. A third thing that I want to mention to you is I love the rotation music that you guys play. I wish I had a mix of that on the CD. Man, the best music.
Well, Harlan, thank you very much for the kind remarks. I really do appreciate it. I play hand in choosing the music, as does my engineer, Mr. McConnell, as does the Forgotten Man. So it's a collective kind of thing. Anyway, I appreciate it. Did MSNB Hee-Haw's Joy Reid really link Sebastian Gorka, who I'm going to talk to tomorrow, hopefully, to Nazi groups in Hungary?
A map put up, if we could, by the producers of this region, because this entire region is really re-threatening to sort of go up in flames in a lot of ways. Iran, which is, of course, the neighbor to Iraq, that of course, the country that we attacked during the George W. Bush era, the Obama administration was able to create an accord with the goal of reducing Iran's drive toward nuclear weapons. Foreign Policy Magazine now reports that Donald Trump has assigned a White House team to target that deal. They recertified that Iran actually is in compliance, but now several NSC staffers, according to Foreign Policy Magazine, are expected to be involved, including Steve Bannon, the alt-right, and then, of course, the white nationalist entity within the right wing, and Sebastian Gorka, whose associations include a Nazi entity in his father's home country.
Oh. My goodness. We will play that for Sebastian Gorka tomorrow if we're lucky enough to be able to get him, that he's in bed with some Nazis. And I mean, honestly. Maxine Waters says the drip, drip, drip of information will lead right to the impeachment of Trump.
Well, I know and I believe that the president would like to get rid of Mueller. But I think the president is understanding that Republicans and Democrats are saying, I don't think you better do that.
I can't take it anymore.
Stay woke.
And then you ruin my dinner by playing her over and over and over again.
888-971-SAGE. 25 million MyPillows have been sold. You know, here's your chance to join millions of others who are sleeping better than they ever have. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-890-1843 right now. Use the promo code Larry, Mike's 4-pack special. 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows. MyPillow.com, 800-890-1843 right now. Use the promo code Larry.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned.
Hugh Hewitt here for ReaganPrivacy.com. Remember when you would write personal and confidential on an envelope so only the recipient would open it, see its contents? Now you send emails. They aren't nearly as personal, and they certainly aren't confidential. If you use Gmail, Yahoo, AOL, or other big tech companies, they may scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. And many of them share your personal information with government agencies. Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by the Constitution's Bill of Rights. So take back your God-given right to privacy. Get a Reagan email address at ReaganPrivacy.com. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. They don't scan your emails. They don't share your private information with government agencies. They leave you alone, all for as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. And right now you get two free bonus months. Get your Reagan email address today at ReaganPrivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com. ReaganPrivacy.com.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, August 18th, on Free Fire Radio, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
Hey, Larry. I'm a little behind my podcast, so I've been listening to last week, and I was hearing what they were saying about tipping by race and gender, and I had to put my two cents in. Some years ago, I used to work on the weekends to make some extra money waiting tables. And I can say, hands down, middle-aged white men were the best tippers. Also, smokers were slightly better at tipping than non-smokers. This is North Carolina. In the bar, they could smoke. Blacks were the worst tippers, and they were the pickiest. I had issues with steaks for some reason. Black folks liked the steak really cooked well done, and I would bring it out to them well done, and then they'd say, this is overdone, and they'd have no problem sending it back and stuff like that. That being said, my best tip was from a group of black folks, around 14 black folks, and I remember bringing out the check, and I handed it to the guy who was going to pay it, and he gave me his credit card, and he said, if you put 20% on for yourself, best tip I've ever had.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, next hour. Maxine Waters says she's not running for president, even though she said, just before the... for the Tucker Carlson interview with me, quote, I'm not running for anything but my own seat. I don't have any presidential aspirations. If the millennials want me to do it, I do it, though, close quote. I sure hope she does. Wouldn't that be great? I want to play this to you one more time because I think the importance of it should not be ignored. This is Robert Gates, Obama's first Secretary of Defense. By the way, he went through four of them. In 5 years, he had four of them. His last one was Ashton Carter. First one was Robert Gates, Leon Panetta, Chuck Hagel. And his signature achievement, foreign policy, is the Iran deal. Here is what Robert Gates said about the Iran deal after Gates left office and wrote a very, very negative book about Obama.
I think that the pursuit of the agreement is based on the president's hope that over a 10-year period, with the sanctions being lifted, that the Iranians will become a constructive stakeholder in the international community, that as their economy begins to grow again, that they will abandon their ideology, their theology, their revolutionary principles, their meddling in various parts of the region. And frankly, I believe that's very unrealistic.
What if we can't get a deal? What is the alternative?
You heard him say, I think that's unrealistic. His Secretary of Defense is suggesting that Obama's signature foreign policy deal and deal is unrealistic. When we come back, Chris, Atlanta, Georgia, was a contractor in Iraq and Afghanistan and said Obama changed the status of forces agreement. Mike in L.A. wants to talk about the addition of Anthony Scaramucci to the Trump team. And Susan in San Antonio wants to talk about how much the Russian investigation is costing. Susan, Mike, Chris, please do not leave town. And we're going to talk about Maxine Waters' response to my criticism of her when I was on the Tucker Carlson Show. I'm Larry Elder. Don't leave town.
All across America, the Larry Elder Show.
Nobody around, baby. Just you.
Hi.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The man President Donald Trump is putting in charge of his White House staff brings a military bearing to the job. Retired Marine General John Kelly is a battle-hardened veteran of three tours in Iraq. He's leaving his job as Secretary of Homeland Security to replace Reince Priebus. President Trump tweets that Kelly has been a true star of my administration. Under the Trump administration, in 26 weeks, progress is made. Job growth, a pushback on ISIS, record numbers on the stock market. Sebastian Gorka serves as a deputy assistant to President Trump, and he's had recent monumental dust-ups with CNN and MSNBC during interviews. He tells the Salem Radio Network that nastiness from the press doesn't bother him in the least.
I'm not going to go in there, you know, with my tail between my legs. I'm going to be proud for what this administration represents and what this president has done. So I love it. Look, I was in a debate club at school, so for me it's just another debate.
Gorka was interviewed during Salem Media's Made in America Day at the White House Tuesday. President Trump says he's doing it, making America great again.
Look at all the jobs that are coming in. Look at what's happening with the stock markets. Look at so many things where we're just getting bigger, better, and stronger. And never, ever forget our military, where we're adding billions and billions of dollars of new planes, new ships, and new equipment for our great soldiers and military personnel.
President Trump in his weekly radio address earlier today. For the Democrats, Representative Betty McCollum went on the attack against the president and his entire party.
President Trump and Republicans have no solutions to address these problems. In fact, the chaos Republicans are causing is denying families, businesses, and communities the certainty they need to invest in the future.
Representative McCollum from the states of Minnesota. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-721-4880. That's 800-721-4880. 800-721-4880. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The jury has gotten the fraud case against pharmaceutical investor Martin Shkreli, but won't deliberate until next week.
In 2 days of summations, jurors heard PharmaBro and internet troll Martin Shkreli alternately described as a genius investor and a swindler who stole from one class of investors to pay off another. The jury was instructed in the law and retired for the weekend. The panel begins deliberations Monday. Shkreli, who did not testify, is best known for buying the rights to a life-saving drug and raising its price 5,000%, but that is not part of this case. He is accused of fraud and conspiracy for looting a drug company he owned to pay off investors in two failed hedge funds he ran. Warren Levinson, New York.
A bioresearch and manufacturing institute that hopes to develop transplant tissues and organs for injured American soldiers
and other patients has opened in New Hampshire. The Advanced Regenerative Manufacturing Institute opened Friday in Manchester. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Sydney lawyer has announced a class action lawsuit against Toyota, Honda, and Mazda, seeking refunds for cars fitted with faulty airbags from Takata, linked to 18 deaths around the world. We get more now on the story from correspondent Jeremy House.
Lawyer Damian Scattini says the federal court action seeks refunds based on an Australian consumer law that entitles consumers to refunds if a product has a fault that makes it unsafe and the problem cannot be rectified within a reasonable time. Toyota's Australian subsidiary says it has a process in place and that fixing affected vehicles remains a matter of urgency. Earlier this month, an unidentified 58-year-old Australian man likely became the 18th death worldwide due to exploding Takata airbag inflators. Jeremy House reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia for the highest-ranked large car, compact car, small SUV, midsize SUV, and multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
That's Kia Cadenza, Forte, Niro, Sorento, and Soul.
Kia has received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, featuring complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle sold and the best warranty in the USA.
Head into Redding Kia today and get ready to save a lot of money on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup. There's no better time than right now to take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Take a look around the next time you pull into a parking lot or a community event like the Redding Kia-sponsored Mosquito Serenade. You'll see Kias everywhere. It's Redding Kia's commitment to customer service and our community that's the Redding Kia difference.
Redding Kia. See the brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress Avenue. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the new YouTube channel.
RedingKia.com.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Remain calm. Keep blood pressure low. Relax. Consider conducting litation and libation ceremony immediately. Do not get worked up over events that took place in the Washington cesspool this week. Remain calm. Blood pressure low. I sound like George Bush. Blood pressure low. Anger high. It has been a tumultuous week in the Washington cesspool, but I'm going to remain calm. Well, in theory, that is my plan. As today, we will, as always, enjoy the alpha male good life. And we will talk about good life maneuvers, but at the same time, after we light our cigars, you probably already conducted litation, you got a libation, maybe have a nice steak in front of you, we will, of course, discuss the topics of the day. The topics that we as alphas, as educated alphas, are discussing across the country and in cigar lounges coast to coast. Long Ash greetings and salutations, a Long Ash snappy salute, semper delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. It has been an interesting week, which I, of course, will opine and pontificate about. But we come to you today from our Ford Theater of Operations, the Davidoff of Geneva since 1911 store and lounge in the Cigar City, from the highly secure and private Cigar Dave five-star Alpha Male Lounge on floor number 2. You need special access codes and security to get through. And Tommy D, our host, Tommy DiAdio, the general manager as well as senior executive vice president of spirits procurement for the Davidoff Geneva stores as well as the 3 Corona cigar stores in the Orlando area. Tommy D, as always, thank you for your hospitality.
It's always a pleasure. Every time I see you, I get another title.
No, that was the same title I gave you last time.
Next time I'll have another one.
No, senior executive. And by the way, when we saw each other in Las Vegas for the Cigar Retailers Convention, I did see Jeff Borshowitz, the owner and proprietor, and I said, by the way, did you like Tommy's new title? He goes, I did. I go, there's another one coming. But I can't just give it to you 3 weeks after I gave you the other one. But he didn't have any objection to it.
No, he did not.
And you are living up to your title, Tommy, because I'm just looking behind your shoulder, and you have poured some special libations, perfect complement to the cigar that I'm going to enjoy during litation today. That is the new Winston Churchill, The Late Hour, which is a magnificent stick by Davidoff, and you've selected some very nice libations that we will sample along with that.
Dalmore is a scotch that has a subtle finish. It's not a long finish, so it doesn't overtake the cigar.
And as we will discuss during the litation ceremony in just a little bit, some of the tobaccos that are in this Davidoff Winston Churchill, The Late Hour, actually are aged in single malt Scotch whiskey barrels.
Yes, that's correct.
So very, very smooth. So we will get to that. As you could tell by the opening of the show, by the tenor, again, remain calm, blood pressure low. By the way, I had my blood pressure taken yesterday, 110 over 70. I had my annual FAA physical, 110 over 70. The doctor's like, whatever you're doing, fantastic. I said, well, enjoying great cigars, some libations, having the harem, of course, take care of pleasure maneuvers. He's like, whatever it is, that is fine. But I can tell you that last night, my blood pressure spiked while watching in the midnight hour what took place on the Senate chamber floors with the Obamacare votes. My blood pressure spiked to 780 over 695. So it went from 110 to 70, just spiked. Very, very.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45s with Kyle DeFore.
Here from Tiger Field, Newport, Redding, California. It's game three of this four-game series against the visiting Humboldt B-52s. 45s have won three in a row. Winners last night. And the game three here starter is going to be Micah Gunter. Pre-game is brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Their summer show, Mythic Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Also look for their Wings of Summer Butterfly exhibit. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful? 45s, as I mentioned, banged out a whole bunch of hits last night over the last three games during this three-game winning streak. They've scored 33 runs on 39 hits, 12 runs on 11 hits last night. As seven home runs in the last three contests as well, two off the bat of Jackson Murphy. He's in right field tonight. Let's get you the defense behind Gunter. Murphy in right, Keaton Glover in center field, and Wilson Kessel in left. The defense on the right side, it's going to be Taylor Angley at second, Connor Fabing at first. Third base will be manned by Thomas Alstrom, and the shortstop tonight will be Andrew Shaw. Recent commitment to Simpson University. He's played at Shasta College as well as being a 2014 graduate of Foothill High School here in Palisadro. And he'll be getting the first start of the season here tonight and be with us the final five games here. He's your shortstop tonight, and the catcher will be Ben Kerner. DH tonight will be Shane Coates. And Gunter just about ready for the first pitch here to the B-52s, and it's going to be Spencer Duggan leading off. Coco Figueredo bats second. J.Q. Felina, the DH, bats third. Jeff Giacomini, the cleanup hitter tonight for the third night in a row at first base. For the 45s, it's Micah Gunter. Get you the numbers on him here in just 1 second.
Third base, number eight, Spencer Duggan.
For Micah, he's 4-4 in eight starts. 39 innings pitched. He struck out 24, walked just 6, an ERA of 5.07. Had 5 innings of 3-run ball and a win on July 16th against Fresno. Looking for win number 5 here against the B-52s as Spencer Duggan steps in. The first pitch is in there for a strike on the inside corner underway. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, their mission helping better communities through philanthropy. And they encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. That's the McConnell Foundation. Proud sponsors your Colt 45s. Gunter induces a little chopper in front of the mound, and he throws it down to first base, pass, Fabing it into right field. Murphy's going to dig it out down the line, and the first runner is going to be on at second base. As Duggan reaches on what's likely going to be an error, we'll see who they want to charge it to. But Duggan reaches in. Coco Figueroa will step in, the second baseman, batting second here, as he has in each of the first two contests. 1-for-4 last night with a walk in 5 plate appearances. He scored once. Left-handed hitting Figueroa in there with a runner at second. Just underway here in the top of the first. Gunter delivers, and it's inside for a ball. Alstrom, the third baseman, in even with the bag, looking for a possible bunt. Gunter gets the sign from Kerner, ready with a 1-0 now. And that ball is a little flare out into left. This one could be trouble. It's going to get down in front of Kessel there in left. The runner's going to head to third. Throw is cut off by Alstrom. And saying at first is Figueroa with a little flare out into shallow left center that found some grass. And there's runners on first and third now. First hit of the ball game there for Figueroa. They did charge the error originally on Duggan to the pitcher, so that's an E1 for the runner standing over at third. J.Q. Folena steps in. He's the DH tonight. Played third base each of the last two nights. Had an RBI after going 0-for-3 with a walk and a hit by pitch. Walked with the bases loaded last night in the third. This one misses. One ball, no strikes. Just 5 games left on the season, fans. Tonight, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, and that's it. Make sure you come down and catch the 45s before they're gone. Just $5 a ticket. Best $5 you spend all summer long. Just $3 for our fans 62 years of age and over. This one misses down low. 2 balls and no strikes here to Folena. Go to Reading Cool 45s for the entire schedule. This one misses just low, and it's 3 balls and no strikes now. Our game tomorrow, the fourth game of this series, will be at 6 p.m., so a slightly earlier start. Pre-game for you here at 5:55. 3-0 on the way here, taken all the way as Flynn, and it's inside for a fastball. And a 4-pitch walk will load the bases now for Giacomini. Giacomini, 2 hits and 5 at-bats. He drove in a run last night after going 3-for-5 on Thursday night. And he's going to have a chance here with the bases loaded and nobody out. Alstrom and Fabing, the third and first baseman respectively, are in even with the bag. Sean Angley out there, a double play depth. Gunter delivers. This one up high with a fastball at the letters, 1-0. Daniel Teasley, the center fielder on deck. Rest of the lineup looks like this. Jody Hart in right field will bat 6th. Dalcher is in the 7th hole. Antonio Carvalho in left will bat 8th. And Steve Ouellette, the shortstop, will bat 9th. This one is a called strike at the knees. 1 ball, 1 strike now. For Gunter, an uncharacteristic walk. Just number 7 for him there to Folena moments ago. Pardon me. 1-1 pitch on the way, and this ball is lined out into center field. That's going to hang up. No, it's going to get down and into the gap. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. 2 runs are going to score. They're waving the runner around, and he's going to stop at third now. That's going to be a 2-run double for Giacomini, and it's 2-0 B-52s here. Off to a good start for the visitors. As Duggan and Figueroa score, Folena all the way over to third, and it'll be Daniel Teasley now. Teasley had 2 singles in 5 plate appearances, grounded out 3 times. It is 2-for-5 night. Gunter gets a long look into Kerner. Checks the runner at third and delivers. That's outside corner for a strike, 0-1. .45s 25-12 on the season. Better than 2 out of every 3, riding a 3-game winning streak. Here's an 0-1 pitch. Foul tipped straight behind the plate in a quick 0-2 here on Teasley. The center fielder. He batted 5th last night, was not in the lineup on Thursday night. As Dustin Miller played center field.
0-2 pitch here from Gunter is a breaking ball that he pops up to the left side. Ahlstrom giving chase. Now it's going to be out of play down near the VIP pavilion down the left field line. Still no balls and two strikes here to Teasley. Shadows making their way across the infield here in the top of the first. Slight advantage for the pitcher. Ball going from light to shadow. 0-2 on the way. Up high with a fastball, and he did not chase. 1-2. Gunter out of Roseville College, a 6'1", 195-pound right-hander. As I mentioned, 4-4 on the season, looking for win number 5. 8 appearances, all starts. A 1-2 pitch now. It's a hard-hit ground ball to short, and Shaw up with it. It's going to look the runner back to second. Run will score from third. So it's 3-0 Humboldt here as there's an out recorded on a 6-3 put out. Teasley is out number one here. As Giacomini stuck at second with one down, and it's going to be Jordy Hart, making his first appearance here in the series. He's in right field, the number 6 hitter. Righty versus righty. Gunter looks the runner back at second and delivers. Ritz ball is flown out into right center field. Glover settles underneath. He's going to make the play, tagging at second and now thinking better of it as Glover shows off the arm there. And staying at second is Giacomini. And there's two down now. Scored a fly out to number 8. And that'll bring up Dalton Seymour. Seymour not in the lineup last night. On Thursday had 3 hits and 5 at-bats, 3 singles. He's catching and batting seventh here for the B-52s. Gunter looks the runner back and fires. This one misses off the outside corner, 1-0. I mentioned 45s averaging 11 runs over their last 3 games. Double-digit hits and runs in each of the last 3 contests. Here's another 1-0. Ball is fouled off. Out of play down the right side, 1-1. Antonio Carvalho, the left fielder on deck. He's flashed the leather defensively, or I should say the arm, with a couple outfield assists in the opener of this series. Had another one last night. 1-1 pitch here on the way. Yeah, breaking ball very high and an easy take. 2 balls and a strike. First baseman Giacomini out there at second after a 2-run double to open the scoring here. Seymour ahead in the count, 2-1. And he chops one out up the middle. Shaw is going to dive, but it's going to go into center field. Glover is going to come up firing to home plate. Here comes the throw, and the catcher, Kerner, and it's going to skip by him to the backstop. Heading down to second base now is Seymour, and that's going to be an RBI single and second on the throw. And it's 4-0 Humboldt here as Giacomini scores. A pretty good throw there by Glover, just a few feet to the right of the home plate for Ben Kerner, who tried to make the swipe tag, but it got by him. And Antonio Carvalho here will be the 8th man to bat for the visitors in the top of the first. Runner on second, but 2 down. As Gunter fires, this ball is up high with breaking ball, 1-0. 0-for-4 last night for Carvalho. Reached on an error. And was stranded back in the 5th. Here's another 1-0 pitch. Gunter induces a foul ball back to the backstop. 1 ball and 1 strike. Gunter gets the baseball, rubs it down, now he toes the rubber. Gets the sign from Kerner ready with a 1-1. That ball misses outside with a breaking ball, 2 balls and 1 strike. 2-1 count here to Caraballo. Gunter checks the runner and fires this one up high. 3 balls and a strike now. Ouellette, the shortstop on deck. He's played shortstop in each of the first two contests. Batted seventh last night in the 9-hole tonight. Hitters count 3-1 here for Caraballo. Pitch on the way from Gunter, and it's a called strike two as he tosses the bat over to the visitor's dugout, and he'll have to go retrieve it. He thought he had a base on ball there, but it caught the top of the zone. And a full count. Three-two pitch, forthcoming here from Micah Gunter. Called strike three on the inside corner, and that'll end the inning. Four runs for Humboldt as we head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Three of the Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. With new behaviors, new information, and some new animals, this year's show will thrill, captivate, and inspire you. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Reading Bank of Commerce. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay, starting Saturday, May 27th. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia for the highest-ranked large car, compact car, small SUV, midsize SUV, and multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
That's Kia Cadenza, Forte, Niro, Sorento, and Soul.
Kia has received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, featuring complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle sold and the best warranty in the USA.
Head into Redding Kia today and get ready to save a lot of money on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup. There's no better time than right now to take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Take a look around the next time you pull into a parking lot or community event like the Redding Kia-sponsored Mosquito Serenade. You'll see Kias everywhere. It's Redding Kia's commitment to customer service and our community that's the Redding Kia difference.
Redding Kia. See the brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress Avenue. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the new YouTube channel.
RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
45 is ready to take their first at-bats here in the home half of the first, and your lineup looks like this. Keaton Glover in center field leading off. Thomas Ahlstrom riding an eight-game hitting streak, batting second at third base. Connor Fabing batting third at first. Wilson Kessel in left field is your cleanup hitter. Jackson Murphy with two home runs last night and three in his last three games is in right field batting fifth. Ben Kerner is your catcher batting sixth. Shane Coates is the DH and number seven hitter. Andrew Shaw is your shortstop batting eighth, and Taylor Englund will play second base and bat ninth tonight. And the starting pitcher for the B-52s is going to be number 28, Craig Broadman. And 45 is looking up at a 4-0 deficit here in the bottom of the first. As is a fastball up high to Glover. It was 1-for-2, was hit by a pitch twice last night, scored a run in the 11-6 victory. 1-0 pitch on the way here from Broadman, working quickly, and it's a fastball in the outside corner at the belt, 1-1. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. They encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. That's the McConnell Foundation, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. 1-1 count here on Glover. Fastball down in the dirt. 2 balls and a strike. Two one on the way here to Glover, and it's hit high and deep to left. That ball's got some carry on it, still going back, and it's out of here. Lead off solo home run by Keaton Glover, number 4 on the season, and it's 4-1. 45s get one right back here, off the bat of Glover. That one got out of here in a hurry over the pen error sign in left field, about halfway up the netting, a line shot for Glover, and Thomas Ahlstrom will step in now.
Your third baseman, number 14, Thomas
Ahlstrom last night, 3-for-6 with a double, 2 runs scored, 2 RBI in the victory. As I mentioned, an 8-game hitting streak, his 4th straight game here in the number 2 spot in the lineup. This one up high for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Ahlstrom 3 RBI on Thursday night as well. Having a good series here thus far. This one misses 2 balls, no strikes. Brodman ready with a 2-0. That one misses down below the knees. 3 balls and no strikes on Ahlstrom. Up to 3-0-4 on the season. This one's a called strike there as he was taken all the way 3-1. In 28 contests, he's got 1 home run, 21 RBI, and he scored 23 times. This ball is popped up into shallow center. Ouellette out there at shortstop is going to call for it out on the grass, and that'll be the first out of the inning. One out now for Connor Fabing. Fabing 2-for-4 on Thursday, had the night off last night.
Connor Fabing.
So Fabing and then Kessel here with Murphy to follow. Should a hitter reach? Glover led off the game with a solo shot to left to make it 4-1. It's one is in there for a strike. No balls in one strike. Fabing watches one bounce in front of the plate there. Count is 1-1 now. Connor hitting at 342 in 29 contests. He's got 3 home runs and 26 RBI and has scored 20 times. On base at a 378 clip. Count is 1-1 here. Lefty versus righty. This one inside for a ball, 2-1. Beautiful day for baseball. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday evening with us here on KCNR. For game 3 of this 4-game series against Humboldt, as Fabing takes a 2-1 pitch and sends it over toward the VIP pavilion down the left field line. Two two here as Brodman gets a new baseball and delivers. This one is popped down the left field line, maybe playable as it's going to slice out of play. Fabing fought off a fastball in on the hands that time. Just past 7:30 here at beautiful Tiger Field. Come down and join us here for game 3 of this 4-game series. Just 5 games left on the season, including tonight. Our last game will be next Friday. Game number 37 out of 42 here tonight. This one is... 38 out of 42 here tonight. That one is fouled back to the screen. Still 2-2. Good battle here between Brodman and Fabing. Shakes his catcher off a couple times. Now he's got the pitch he wants. The 2-2. Ball is fouled back to the screen once again. 4 runs on 4 hits for the B-52s, 1 run on 1 hit, and 1 error for the 45s thus far. The barbecue is going, as is the beer garden. Come down and join us here in the bottom of the first. 2-2 now. Up down goes full to Fabing. Next pitch he sees will be number 8 in the at-bat, so always good to see the first time through the lineup. A lot of pitches from the starter. Payoff pitch here. Hard hit ground ball to the right side, and that's going to be into right field for a single. A great at-bat there by Fabing. And a one-out base runner for Wilson Kessel. Kessel had last night off.
Number 6, Wilson.
Drove in a run and scored a run in a 2-for-5 night on Thursday. in the 10-5 victory there. And he's in left field tonight. Ben Kerner doing the catching duties tonight. Brandon Yawn has the night off. Had a three-run home run last night. He's our co-player of the game. The 45s hit three home runs in the victory. Seven in their last three contests. As Kessel steps in. First pitch is on the outside corner. No balls and a strike. Two steals on the season for Connor Fabian, so he's a threat over there to go. 0-1 is on the inside corner there. A check swing from Kessel, but it's a called strike nonetheless. And a quick 0-2 here. On deck is Murphy, who's swinging a hot bat. He'd love to hit with or more runners on base here. 0-2 pitch up high. Cannot get him to chase the fastball. One ball, two strikes. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. They encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. That's the McConnell Foundation, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. 1-2 count here to Wilson Kessel. And a fastball up. Evens the count at 2. Kessel hitting .361 in 26 contests. He's driven in 26 runs and scored 21 times himself, 35 for 97 coming in. 2-2 count here. Broadman fires, and it's down in the dirt. Nice job there to keep it in front of him by the catcher, and the runner will stay put at first. And from 0-2, it's back to 3-2, and another good at-bat. Next pitch for Broadman will be number 24 here with one out in the first. Runner goes. This one is popped up on the infield. Fabian's going to have to turn around quickly. And it's going to be taken out at shortstop by Ouellette. Pardon me, that's the second baseman, Figueredo, out there. He makes the play. Pop out to number 4. Kessel is retired. Fabian returns back to the first. Pardon me. And that'll bring up Murphy.
Jackson Murphy.
Murphy, a three-run home run in the first, a solo shot in the third. He was later hit by a pitch, 2-for-4 in 5 plate appearances. And he steps in here with Fabian at first, a run already home on the 8th home run in the last 4 games. This one off the bat of Keaton Glover to lead off the inning. With Ben Kerner on deck, it'll be up to Murphy here with 2 down to keep the inning going. Broadman gets the sign, comes set. Swing and a miss on a fastball up above the belt. No balls in a strike. Fabian takes his lead over there at first. 0-1 pitch here on the way. No, they're going to throw over to first, and he's back without a slide. One run on 2 hits thus far for the 45s here in the bottom of the first. Broadman ready with the 0-1. Another throw over to first, and Fabian again back without a slide. Broadman about a 6-1 or 2 right-hander by the looks of him. Has good velocity. He's probably at least mid to high 80s. Probably closer to mid than high. That one is a little bit high. 2 balls and a strike. Pardon me, count is 1-1 here. One on the way from Broadman. Ball is lined out to the right side. That's going to be taken out there deep in the hole at second, and Murphy's going to beat it out. The throw is going to get past the first baseman and all the way back to the catcher. Moving all the way over to third there is Fabian, as he never stopped running around second. Heads up play there, and runners at the corners. As Murphy hit that one off the end of the bat, had some side spin on it. And the second baseman, Figueredo, had a long way to go to get it deep in the hole at second. Shallow right field, actually. And Murphy beat it out. And the throw will allow the runner to go to third. So runners at the corners here. And the tying run steps to the plate, and the person of Ben Kerner. 2 for 4 with a double last night. He scored once in the victory. He played third base last night, doing the catching duties tonight with Gunter behind the plate. Or Gunter on the mound, I should say. Broadman ready with the first pitch, and it's popped up to the right side. Giacomini in foul territory. He's still moving back. He's going to make the call and make the catch, and that'll end the inning. 2 men left as it's 4-1. Humboldt, we head to the top of the second. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's Electric Utility. Are you interested in saving energy and money? By investing in energy-efficient products, equipment, and technologies, you can further reduce your energy usage and increase your savings. Before you shop, review REU's rebate page and see how we can help you save money and energy. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here, leading off for the Humboldt B-52s. It's going to be the 9-1 two-hitters, Ouellette, Duggan, and Figueredo. 4 runs on 4 hits in the top of the first. And 1 run for the 45s in the bottom of the first on 3 hits. Both teams with 1 error through the first couple frames. As Ouellette will step in here. 1 for 4 with a single, reached on an error as well in 4 plate appearances. Scored 1 run in the loss. As Gunter gets us started here, righty versus righty in the top of the second. And now the home plate umpire coming out and saying something to the Humboldt B-52s down the right field line, maybe telling them they need to be further into the dugout. Conversation continues here. Now, the B-52's manager, that's Scott St. John out there, instructing them to carry out home plate umpire Johnny Smith's orders. Looks like we're ready for baseball as a couple of the players retreat into the dugout. They're sitting on some buckets over there on the right side, so we are ready for baseball, and Gunter induces a chopper on the first pitch. Backing up at second base is Angley. Long throw is going to get Ouellette 4-3 on the putout, and there's 1 out. That'll bring up Spencer Duggan. Reached on an error back in the first. Scored the first of those 4 runs.
Third baseman,
Spencer Duggan. He's the third baseman tonight. He was the DH last night and played second base on Thursday. So he brought all his different gloves. Gunter ready for the first pitch here. 1 out, nobody on. And a slider makes it through the front door on the inside corner. No balls and a strike. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. They remind you that their mission, pardon me, is to better communities through philanthropy. They want to have you get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Our thanks to the McConnell Foundation. Proud sponsors your Colt 45s here on KCNR. Called strike there at the knees, and it's quick 0-2 here. Gunter not wasting any time. He fires this one. Bounces behind the plate. And taken for ball 1-2. Duggan, as I mentioned, 1 for 5 last night in the leadoff spot. 2 for 4 with a walk on Friday night. Batting 6th. That's a called strike 3 in the outside corner. Gunter froze him. Second strikeout of the game. And with 2 down, that'll bring up Coco Figueredo. He had a single his first time. Strikeout number 26 on the season here for Micah Gunter. And that'll bring up Figueroa with two outs and nobody on. Under the lights here, dusk fast approaching at Tiger Field. Come down and join us. It's just the top of the second. Only five games left. All 45's gear half off at the dugout store here for the remainder of the season. That's a pitch just off the outside. One ball, no strike. That's right. All hats, shirts, hoodies, you name it. Half off here for the remaining five games. Next Friday, our final game of the season. Slider on the outside corner, and he hit the black 1-1. Gunter gets the sign from Kerner and delivers. That's a breaking ball, and out in front is Figueroa. Chops it foul down the first baseline. 1-2 now. Gunter gets the sign, the 1-2 pitch on the way, and it's lined to left, but foul down the left field line there. Still 1-2. Gunter looking to sew up a 1-2-3 second here. Heading the count, 1-2 on Figueroa. Swing and a miss on a pitch down in the dirt. Kerner applies the tag, and that'll end the inning. Down in order to go to the B-52s. Bottom of the second coming up. You're listening to the Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
45 show 4-1 as we get ready to start the bottom of the second here. Due up, it's going to be Shane Coates, Andrew Shaw, and Taylor Angley. Coates, your DH tonight, will lead off in the number 7 spot. In 17 contests, he's got a home run and 5 RBI and has scored 8 times. We've seen him at third. In right field, left field, and he's your designated hitter tonight. Righty versus righty as Brodman delivers fastball on the outside corner with the knees. No balls and a strike. 45 cents, 6 men to the plate in the first inning. Scored 1 run on 3 hits. And that one is down in the dirt. 1 ball, 1 strike here to Coates. Coates, and then the first at bat of the season by Andrew Shaw, who has recently committed to Simpson University, former Shasta College Knight, 2014 Foothill High School graduate. This one is just low for a ball. A lot of pitches here through the first couple innings by Brodman. Through 2-1 count here to Shane Coates. That ball is chopped to the left side. Third baseman's going to take it on the bare hand. And the throw over, and they got him. A beautiful play there. And 5-3 put out, put an exclamation point next to that one as Coates is retired. That's Spencer Duggan over there at third. And Andrew Shaw will bat here for the first time this year. A right-handed hitter against Brodman with one out and nobody on. First pitch is very high up around his eyeballs with a fastball, 1-0. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, their mission helping better communities through philanthropy. They encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. That's the McConnell Foundation, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. This one fouled straight back out of play by Shaw. One ball, one strike. Looked like a fastball down around the knees that time. Shaw's second Northern California native here, as Taylor Angley on deck is a former Enterprise Hornet. This is a chop foul to the third base side. Over there, pass hitting coach Justin Sebesma in the third base coaching box. 45s are managed by 1988 American League champion Greg Catteray, a member of that Oakland A's team that went to the World Series that year. Played better part of a decade in the major leagues. This ball is flown out into center, but it's going to hang up and be out number two here as Shaw is retired. And Angley will bat with 2 outs and nobody on. Eric Fasking, your pitching coach here. So with 2 outs and nobody on, Taylor Angley steps up. For Angley, in 24 contests, he's got 10 RBI and he scored 12 times. On base at a .287 clip, went 2-for-3 in the 10-5 victory a couple nights ago while scoring a run. Also drew a walk in the contest. Broadman ready here, the first pitch of the at-bat. That one is on the outside corner, but just off. One ball, no strikes. Want to mention a few people here without whom it would be impossible to do the broadcast. So many volunteers here. We want to mention everybody. Will Asnicar, Jennifer Sanford, Jeanette Sanford, Chanel De La Loza, Carrie Fasking, Derek Fasking, our scorekeeper and points scoreboard operator, Jamie Heller, Taylor Black, Matty Novelli, Morgan Novelli. These in no particular order, just as this one is chopped foul, 2 balls and a strike. Kaylin Mallory, Melissa Mallory, Lisa Siderho, Terry Stratt, Debbie Walker, Johnny Walker, Les Mason, Bonnie Mason, so many more. And of course, all of our host families without whom the entire season would be impossible. So many players from all around the United States, especially the Western United States, come to Reading and play ball with us for 2.5 months or so, and it was host families, such a big part of it. This one misses down low, a hitter's count, 3-1 now for Angley. That one at the knees for a strike, and the count goes full here. Very close pitch. And we'll get a 3-2 here with 2 outs and nobody on. On the way, and he fouls it back. We'll get another one. Rodman gets a new baseball. Now he's ready with another 3-2. The delivery. And that is called third strike, and Angley is out number three, and that'll end the inning. We head to the top of the third, still 4-1, B-52s. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Lift off. Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
3-4-5 hitters due up here for the visitors in the top of the third. It's 4-1 Humboldt B-52s. All five runs scored in the first inning, and a scoreless second as J.Q. Felina will start us off here. He walked and scored the third run of the game in the first. Felina, Giacomini, and Teasley, the DH first baseman and center fielder, respectively, here in the third against Micah Gunter, who threw a 1-2-3 second inning with two strikeouts. And the first pitch of the at-bat is a slider in there for a strike, 0-1. Good pitch there to get ahead in the count. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, their mission helping better communities through philanthropy. I encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors, your Colt 45s. That's the McConnell Foundation. Same pitch, same result. And a quick 0-2 here as Gunter has got the slider dialed in right now. Felina still looking for the first fastball of his at-bat. And an 0-2 is down in the dirt. Looked like a changeup that time, 1-2. And we'll get a new baseball. That one will be discarded. Gunter and Kerner, the battery here tonight. 1-2 on the way. And that one is just a bit low. Two balls and two strikes now. Felina steps out. Now he digs back in, ready for a 2-2. Gunter delivers. That ball is off the end of the bat, and first baseman Fabing does a little dance. One step one way and one step the other, as that one had some side spin on it. And it finally straightens out and settles in his glove. He takes it himself, three unassisted, and there's one down here. Nice job there by Gunter to induce the soft contact. And Giacomini will bat with one out, nobody on. He had the big blow back in the first, a two-run double, and came around to score the fourth run on an RBI single by Dalton Seymour with two outs in the frame. So just how you want to see Giacomini here with nobody on base, and he hits a hard-hit ground ball out to short. Shaw backhands it, long throw to first, and Fabing has to take it on the short hop, and it skips off his glove. And that'll be a base runner with one out here at first, and we'll see if they want to. That is going to be an error, probably going to be an E6. So Giacomini reaches. One for two now, and Daniel Teasley will bat. He grounded out to short his first time. Righty versus righty here. As Gunter takes a look over at first. First pitch is a check swing on a pitch down in the dirt, and yes, he did. As home plate umpire Johnny Smith makes the call himself. O-1 here from Gunter is outside, off the plate with a slider. One ball, one strike. Shadows have made their way out to right field as dusk fast approaching here, just shy of 8 p.m. here in the third. Called strike on the inside corner, right at the knees. One ball, two strikes now. We're in just the top of the third. Come down and join us here. Our final Saturday game of the year. Our final game will be on Friday of next week. This is our fifth to last broadcast. Here's a 1-2 pitch and a little chopper out in front of the mound. Gunter's only play is going to be first. And the throw, they're going to get him. No save. They call him safe over there at first. Bang, bang, play. And they're going to say that Teasley beat it out. So that's going to be an infield hit. Gunter came up with it pretty cleanly in a quality throw. But Teasley flashing the wheels there. Giacomini moving down to second on what was, for all intents and purposes, a swinging bunt. And here's Jody Hart. Jody Hart, the right fielder, who flew out to center his first time. He is the beer batter. By now you know the drill. Should he strike out, discount beer for all fans here in attendance for the remainder of the top and bottom half of the inning. Right around second and first with one down, and the slider on the outside corner finds strike one. Gunter has got something going there in the early part of the count with the slider, as he's been able to get ahead of a few hitters here the last inning and change. Hart behind in the count, 0-1. Middle infielder's playing for a double play ball. And there's a line drive into left center field. That's going to get down in the gap and going to roll for a while. Runner's going to score from second. It bounces right off the Jack Skrills sign there in left. And that's going to be an RBI double. 5-1 Humboldt here. As Hart has his first hit and RBIs of the game. That'll bring up Dalton Seymour. Nice piece of hitting there. That was not a bad pitch. He went down and golfed it into left center. Teasley over to third as Giacomini scores. And it's 5-1 here. And Seymour, who singled in a run back in the first, steps in here with runners on second and third, one out. As Gunter toes the rubber, takes a long look in. First pitch is a called strike on the outside corner with the off-speed pitch. 0-1 to Seymour here. Five runs on six hits now for the B-52s in the early going. 0-1 is a swing and a miss on a changeup. Had him way out on the front foot that time. And a quick 0-2 now. Strikeout situation here for Gunter, and he's in the driver's seat. No balls and two strikes. Pitch on the way, and it's down in the dirt. Nice job there by Kerner to knock it down. A ball and two strikes now. Count 1-2 here as Gunter checks the runner at third, comes set at the belt, and fires. It's a slow grounder out to short. Run's going to score. Shaw up with it, and over to Fabing, 6-3 on the put out. That's the second out of the inning. Second run of the inning comes in. It's now 6-1, and runner moves over to third. Teasley scores. Hart to third, and Seymour with a 6-3 ground out and an RBI. Carvalho struck out looking to end the first. And he'll bat here with a runner on third and two down. That ball is chopped out to second base. Angley backhands it, has to hurry. Long throw, and he's not going to get there. It's going to be over the head of Fabing, but it bounces right back to him. Runner's going to stay put at first, but the run will score from third. And it's 7-1 B-52s here. That one was probably going to be an infield hit one way or the other. Angley moving to his right, had the throw going against his momentum, and the runner will be at first. We'll see how they want to score that one. But 7-0 here. As Carvalho now at first with two down, and Ouellette steps in. Grounds one out to short. Shaw up with it and flips it to second. 6-4 on the fielder's choice, and that'll end the inning. 7-1 as we head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
And I'm Julie, and we own Guild Beauty Bar, located in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
We specialize in creatively shaping eyebrows that uniquely fit every one of our clients.
And we also offer all facial and body waxing services, makeup by my partner, Brittany Bear,
extreme eyelash extensions by my partner, Julie, PCA peels, and our newest addition, microblading.
We welcome all men, women, and teenagers to come in and enjoy a personalized service.
We will always accommodate you accordingly. And our biggest attribution to our small business is to make sure every client walks out feeling loved.
So please, book now at GuildBeautyBar.com.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisandro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
45 showing 7-1, one run on three hits thus far, and that run came off the bat of a solo home run to lean off the bottom of the first from this man, Keaton Glover. Glover, Alstrom, Fabing here, 1-2-3 in the bottom of the third for your 45s. First pitch misses outside for a ball with a breaking ball, 1-0. Fabing had a hit back in the first as well, a single. As Brodman delivers a 1-0 pitch, it's on the corner on the outside for a strike. One ball, one strike. 45's won the first two games of this series. 11-6 and 10-5. This one is going to be grounded to the left side, foul, and it's a ball and two strikes here on Glover. Riding a three-game winning streak overall, winners on Wednesday against the Reading Ringtails. We'll play them again on Wednesday night. Our final game of this set, game four of this B-52 series, will be at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Tune in at 5:55 for the Turtle Bay Exploration Park pregame show. 1-2 on the way, and Glover watches it down to the shoe tops. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two on the way, and Glover hits it hard to the left side. The third baseman, Duggan, up with it. On the short hop, nice play there. 5-3 on the putout, and there's one down. And it'll bring up Thomas Alstrom. He's 0-for-1. I was mentioning some of the Colt 45's volunteers earlier, and again, in no particular order, I want to mention a few more. Carol Delaragione, I hope I'm saying that correctly. Charlotte Bailey, Rhonda Hansen, Robert Hansen, Baron Browning, Tim Corey, Tom Galbraith, Sam Carino, 45's team doctor, Sarah Jurgensen, Debbie and Dave Edwards, Shay and Ed Kaplan, Kim Troutman and her grandsons, Cruz and Kane, Pam Tweedy, Kara Murphy, so many more as Alstrom steps in here with one out and nobody on here in the bottom of the third. Rodman ready, and the first pitch is up high with a fastball, 1-0. Game number 38 out of 42 here on the season. 45's 25-12 coming in. 1-0 pitch on the way to Alstrom, who's riding an eight-game hitting streak. Who's added three more hits to his total last night, 3-for-6 with two runs batted in, and this one misses, two balls, no strikes. Rodman ready now with a 2-0. And outside, perhaps a bit low as well, and three balls and no strikes. We'll see if he's got the take sign on here. 3-0, and he is taken all the way, and it's down in the dirt anyway. And a four-pitch walk. Alstrom reaches here for the first time. One-out base runner for Connor Fabing. Singled to right back in the first on a full-count pitch. Had a great at-bat. Get you some scores from around the league. Arizona over the Cardinals, 7-1. Cleveland beats the White Sox, 5-4. Marlins over the Reds, 7-3. Phillies over the Braves, 4-3. Rockies over the Nationals, 4-2. Tigers over the Astros, 5-3. Mariners over the Mets, 3-2. Dodgers over the Giants, 2-1. Not that it's important. Angels over the Blue Jays, 6-5. Yankees over the Rays in the Bronx, 5-4. And the rest of your game still in action here. Runner on first with one down is Fabing. Skies one into shallow left center. Ouellette, the shortstop, going out. Now the left fielder coming in. He's going to make the play. Scored a fly out to number 7. And with two down and runner on first, it'll be up to Kessel now. So Fabing now 1-for-2. And here's Kessel, who popped out his first time, 0-for-1. Twins and A's in action. Top of the sixth in Oakland. A's trailing 4-2. Pirates and Padres, same score. San Diego up on Pittsburgh in San Diego, 4-2. That one's in the top of the ninth, just about done there. Orioles 4-0 over the Rangers. That's also in the ninth in Texas. Kessel steps in here with two outs and a runner on first. Kessel's been at or near the top of the team in RBI pretty much all season long. He'd probably take one in the gap here to score Alstrom, who runs well, but is standing at just first base. This one down low at the shoe tops, 1-0. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, their mission helping better communities through philanthropy. They encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. That's the McConnell Foundation. 1-0 pitch, a fastball up around the letters. Call the ball 2-0. Kessel trying to keep the inning going here for Murphy. 45's looking up at a 7-1 deficit right now, but we're early in the third. Hitters count 2-0 here for Wilson. Rodman checks the runner and fires. That one is down low for a ball. Three balls and no strikes. One walk already here to Ahlstrom a couple batters ago, and in danger of doing the same here to Kessel. A 3-0 pitch is in there at the knees, taken all the way. It's 3-1. Last couple scores for you. Red Sox Royals tied at 8 in the ninth. That game in Boston. Cubs over the Brewers 2-1. That one in extra innings in the bottom of the 11th there. Very important series there for the NL Central. Runner goes on 3-1. This one is fly down the right field line. This little flare is going to be trouble. It's going to get down about a foot inside the line. All the way to third is Ahlstrom as Kessel's going to put on the brakes at first. And that's a single there off the end of the bat. A little flare that drops in, and Kessel's got his first hit of the game. Runners at the corners, and 45s are in business here with two down. And Murphy steps in. He singled back in the first. One for one. Three home runs in his last three games. Homered on Wednesday night, twice last night. 11 now on the season. And Brodman has a brief conversation with the first baseman, Giacomini, who now trots back over to first. Kessel at first, Ahlstrom at third. For the right-handed hitting right fielder, Murphy. He was a DH last night, playing right field here tonight. And Murphy asked for time there as Brodman waited him out. First pitch of the at-bat is a called strike at the knees, 0-1. No balls in a strike here to Murphy. Runner goes from first. This ball is hit hard to the left side and deep in the hole is short. Ouellette's only play is going to be at first. Long throw, and it's dug out over at first by Giacomini. That play saved a run. 45s leave two as we head to the top of the fourth. Still 7-1 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
And I'm Julie, and we own Guild Beauty Bar, located in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
We specialize in creatively shaping eyebrows that uniquely fit every one of our clients.
And we also offer all facial and body waxing services, makeup by my partner, Brittany Bear,
extreme eyelash extensions by my partner, Julie, PCA peels, and our newest addition, microblading.
We welcome all men, women, and teenagers to come in and enjoy a personalized service.
We will always accommodate you accordingly, and our biggest attribution to our small business is to make sure every client walks out feeling loved.
So please, book now at GuildBeautyBar.com.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisandro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
7-1 Humboldt as we get started here at the top of the fourth, and it's going to be the top of the lineup. Duggan, Figueredo, and Felena here for the visiting Humboldt B-52s. Duggan is 0-for-2, reached on an error, and struck out looking his last time in the second. Righty versus righty here to get things started. As we've got time called now at the plate by Duggan, he'll step out. 7 runs on 7 hits, 1 error for the visitors, 1 run on 4 hits, 2 errors for the 45s here as they're in the top of the fourth. Dusk fast approaching here at the ballpark. Called strike there. Breaking ball in the outside corner, 0-1. Working quickly here is Gunter, and this one is just off the outside corner. 1 ball, 1 strike. Gunter in the windup and delivers 1-1 pitch. Fastball high this time. Two balls in a strike. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. They encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors, your Cool 45s. That's the McConnell Foundation. Called strike on the inside corner with a change up there, and it's two balls and two strikes now. Figueredo on deck. He's 1-for-2 with a single. He struck out swinging his last time. 2-2 pitch is down in the dirt, and it's going to go full now. Next pitch for Gunter here will be number 59 through 3 and change. 3-2 to Duggan is fouled down the right field line. Fabian giving chase, but it's going to be out of play, just out of reach. We'll line up and do it one more time, 3-2. I want to mention a couple other names of our volunteers and staff here that make every 45s game such a pleasure for all of our fans and for yours truly as well. In no particular order again here, Michelle Munson, Melody Batman, Claire Theodore, Mike Mangus, Jake Mangus, Stacy Rodman, Amy Reeder, Lynn Curry, Mary Hale, Mary Warnock, Krista Gehrig, Brandon Clare, Tammy Liddy, so many more. Just wanted to make sure we mentioned some of the people that make this such a great experience. And, of course, thanks to all of our host families out there, without whom the entire season is not possible. Still 3-2 years. Duggan fouled off the last pitch right near the plate. Gunter delivers another payoff pitch, and it's down low, and he walked him. So the leadoff man on here with a base on ball for Figueredo. Figueredo struck out swinging back in the second. 1-for-2. Reminder, game four of the series tomorrow will be at 6 p.m., an earlier start for us, so make sure you tune in to 5:55 for the Turtle Bay Exploration Park pregame show. Just four games left after tonight. Make sure you come out and see the 45s before they're gone here. Swing and a miss by Figueredo on the first pitch down at the knees, 0-1. That one had some slider movement on it there by the looks of it. Felina on deck. He's 0-for-1 with a walk. This one is thrown over to Fabian to check on the runner. As we near the trade deadline here at the end of July, a number of players have moved teams. No real blockbusters yet as we wait for a couple starting pitchers to switch teams. This one is down in the dirt. One ball, one strike here. Nice job by Kerner to smother that one. Of course, the big dominoes, Sonny Gray of the A's, Yu Darvish of the Rangers, who's been kind of trending downward lately. And, of course, Justin Verlander, the 34-year-old ace of the Detroit Tigers, who may not be what it was a few years ago, but still a quality starting arm out there. 1-1 pitch on the way here to Figueredo. That one is down in the dirt. Kerner knocks it down. Two balls and a strike now. Of course, you hear teams like the Dodgers, who are already having such a great year, going out and adding another pitcher. Yankees made a move to add A.J. Ramos, the closer for the Miami Marlins, to further bolster their bullpen. They've made a number of moves already. 2-1 on the way here to Figueredo, and it's up high for ball 3-1 now. Gunter takes a walk off the back of the mound. Now he toes the rubber. Hitters count 3-1 here for Figueredo with a runner at first. Following the leadoff walk, and this one misses down low, and there's two men on now for J.Q. Felina. Walked and scored back in the first, grounded out to first base in the third, 0-for-1. So two men on now for Felina, who's the DH. After playing third base the last couple nights, Spencer Duggan made the defensive play of the night thus far over at third. Earlier in the game with a bare hand play to take away a hit. Righty versus righty here as Gunter takes a long look into Kerner. Checks the runner at second and comes home with it. And that ball is hit hard to the left side. That's going to be into left field through the six hole. As Kessel comes up with it, the runner's going to stay put at third. So everybody moves up 90 feet and stays put, and the bases will be loaded down for Giacomini. Two walks and a single here in the fourth. As dug into third, Figueredo to second. On the hit by Falena and Giacomini, who has doubled, driven in two, and reached down an error back in the third. One for two, though he did score back in the third after reaching. So a two-run score despite the one for two nine. Eighth hit on the nine here for the B-52s. As we're going to have a meeting on the mound here between Coach Merrick Fasking and Ben Kerner. We'll see if this is transactional or informational. Looks like it's informational at the moment. As it looks like Gunter is going to face Giacomini here. 2 hits and a walk here. Have loaded the bases in the top of the fourth. As Humboldt trying to put some distance here, leading 7-1. Although with the 45's offense averaging 11 runs a game over the last three-game winning streak. And no lead is really safe, so certainly an impetus now for the B-52s to add on with the opportunity here in the fourth. And they've got the right guy up the plate, Giacomini, to do it. First pitch of the at-bat is going to be flied out to right field. Murphy moves back a step. This one should be deep enough to score the runner from third. Murphy comes up firing. This one's going to be cut off at first base by Fabing, but all three runners will advance. That's a fly out to right and an RBI. Giacomini with his third RBI of the night. And it's 8-1 here as Duggan scores. Second and third now with one out. And Daniel Teasley will bat, singled and scored back in the third, one for two after grounding out back in the first. A right-hander warms down the bullpen for the 45s. Looks like number 35, that's Shane Coates out there. He's the DH tonight. So as the infield is brought in here with one out, runners on second and third. Gunter delivers on the way to Teasley, and this one is low and outside. One ball, no strikes. Gunter gets the sign from Kerner, 1-0 pitch. Ball is lined over the second baseman and into center field. Two runs are going to score here as Teasley comes through with a one-out, two-run single. A little flare over the brought-in infield. And it's 10-1 Humboldt here as they have come out swinging in Game 3 of this series. After dropping the first two, 10-5 and 11-6. They have put up a 10 spot here, and it looks like that's going to be all for Micah Gunter. Let's take a short 60-second break for this pitching change. Right back for more Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
With one out in the top of the fourth here, Shane Coates is your new reliever in his 10th appearance here now as a pitcher. He is 0-0 with a 7.36 ERA, 11 strikeouts in 11 innings. Last appeared in a game two nights ago, two innings against these B-52s in the 10-5 win, two scoreless innings, allowed just one hit, striking out one. And he will come in here and be facing Jordy Hart, pardon me, who doubled his last time, one for two. as Teasley is at first base following the RBI single, drove in two runs. The B-52s lead at 10-1 here in the early going. As Hart steps in, righty versus righty. Coates had a three-strikeout inning against the Reading Ringtails on the 19th. Struck out all three batters he faced in that inning. And he'll look to shut things down here in the fourth. As Hart steps in, first pitch of the at-bat is down low with a fastball, one ball, no strikes. Looks like a right-hander warming down there in the bullpen for the B-52s as well. One ball, no strikes here as Coates gets the sign from Kerner. Pitch is hit out to short. This one could be two. Shaw, Angley, Fabing, and he's safe at first. 6-4 on the fielder's choice, and he beat it out. So Teasley is erased over there at first. A 6-4 fielder's choice for Hart. And with two down, there'll be runner at first for Dalton Seymour. Drove in a run with a ground out back in that two-run third. So Coates here against Dalton Seymour. Yeah, singled and grounded out. One for two. Two RBI, though. Drove in the fourth run of the ballgame in the first with a single. So Seymour now digs in. First pitch of the at-bat here from Coates is a swing and a miss. Might be a foul tip into the glove nonetheless. 0-1 either way. Want to mention some more of our volunteers here that make every 45's game possible. In no particular order, Rose, Gandy, and Brandy Noble, Bob Fiore, Aaron Christensen, Maddie Gerard, Linda and Kristen, our ball shaggers, Courtney Hansen, Mikia Hansen, Landon Huber, Logan Huber, Mike Huber, Barbara Harrison, Rose Nobly. As here's a ground ball into left field. That's going to be a single. Off the bat of Seymour, and that'll bring up Caravallo. Larry Schumann, Rose Schumann, Haley Van Eppern, Melissa Morrison, Teresa Foster, so many more. Just wanted to make sure we mention all the people who volunteer so much of their time and energy here to make Cole 45's baseball such a great success here year after year. Runners on first and second here for Caravallo now. He singled in, run back in the third, one for two, struck out back in the first. Coach checks the runner at second and delivers a fastball at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Due up for the 45s in the home half of the fourth. It's going to be Kerner, Coates, and Shaw, 6-7-8. Coates started this game as the DH. He's now in there as the second pitcher of the night. 0-1 pitch is down in the dirt. Kerner smothers it. One ball, one strike. Coates slowing things down here with two men on. Now he's ready with a 1-1. That ball is grounded out to the pitcher. No, it's going to get past him to Shaw. Slow roller. It's going to have no throw at all. As Shaw now throws it behind the runner at third. It's going to skip past Ahlstrom. And the run will score. That'll be an E6 there. Poor decision to try and throw behind the runner. So that'll be an infield hit for Caravallo. And Hart scores on the error. So it's 11-1 here. Four runs home now in the inning. Heading down to second base is Dalton Seymour. And that'll bring up Steve Ouellette. Has grounded out twice, 0 for 2. First pitch on the way here from Shane Coates. Called strike at the knees with the fastball. Good location, 0-1. Coates, a 6-3 right-hander out of Bakersfield, California. The 45s left to hit the comeback trail in this one. B-52s have jumped on him early here in the fourth. One on the way. A slider finds the knees on the outside corner. A good two-pitch combo there, and it's quick 0-2 now. Two pitch, misses, one ball, two strikes now. Coates gets the sign from Kerner, ready with a 1-2. Very high with the fastball, two balls and two strikes. Want to remind everybody that Dr. Sam Carino, the team doctor since 2002 for the Colt 45s, has been serving the community of Reading for 28 years in chiropractic care. Call Shasta Spine Specialist. Try and say that 10 times fast. Shasta Spine Specialist today and make your appointment.
Douglas!
243-2300 for Dr. Sam Carino, the Colt 45s team doctor since 2002. Two balls and two strikes as that one was out of play by Ouellette. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Pitch on the way here from Coates. Fastball outside, and the count goes full now. Payoff pitch on the way here as both runners get a head start at first and second. This is a slow hit ground ball out to short. Shaw is going to have one play over at first. 6-3 on the putout, and that'll end the inning. Four runs home, make it 11-1 Humboldt as we head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
45's looking up an 11-1 deficit as we get things started here in the bottom of the fourth. Plenty of time left, though, for a team averaging 11 runs a game over the last three. Ben Kerner is going to lead things off here for Reading. Kerner, Coates, and Andrew Shaw here. 6-7-8 hitters as Coates came in and is now your relief pitcher.
Number five.
As Micah Gunter went 3 1/3 tonight and was lifted in the fourth. Brodman, who's given up a solo home run to Keaton Glover, and that's about it. One run on four hits, two errors for the 45s thus far. 11 runs, 11 hits, one error for the B-52s. Who have scored four in the first, two in the third. Pardon me, three in the third and four in the fourth. First pitch is hit hard to the left side. Kerner to short, Ouellette up with it. Strong throw over in a 6-3 putout is out number one. Now bring up Shane Coates. He grounded out to third base his first time, 0-1. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, their mission helping better communities through philanthropy. And they encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors here at Colt 45s, right here on KCNR 1460. So one out, nobody on here for Coates. It'll be Coates and then Shaw. Shaw making his 45's debut here tonight. He'll be with us for the remainder, our final five games here of the year. This one misses up high, 1-0 here to Shane. Rodman been pretty efficient thus far. Next pitch will be number 63 here in the fourth. So a called strike makes it 1-1. Pitched out of trouble a couple times, has left some runners on base. 1-1 pitch here. And Coach swings and misses on one up around the letters, a ball and two strikes now. Just past 8:30 here in inning number four. Pitches up high to Coates, and the count is even at 2-2. Another beautiful night for baseball here. Thanks for spending your Saturday night with us here. Our final Saturday broadcast of the game. Next Friday, our final game of the season. This one is fouled out of play, still 2-2. Next Friday will also be Fan Appreciation Night here at the ballpark. So if you make it to one game all season, definitely come on Friday. And from now through every game to the end of the season, all 45's gear half off at the dugout store here. Hats, shirts, hoodies, you name it. 2-2 on the way here to Coates, and it's in front of the plate there. Three balls and two strikes now. Three-two pitch on the way here to Shane Coates. Swing and a miss, he got him, and that's out number two. So here's Shaw with two outs, and nobody on. He popped out to center field, shallow center field his first time. Taylor Angley on deck, hoping the inning will continue. Broadman has been tough here thus far, as this one is flied out into right field and playable. Coming in and making the play on one pitch, and that'll end the inning. We head to the top of the fifth, 11-1 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, Linda, where do you think the best place in town is to get a sandwich?
Well, my favorite is the Best Little Sandwich Shop. I like the one on Eureka.
Well, you know, they've got four locations. They have Anderson, another place on Churn Creek in Redding, and, of course, Palisadro.
Remember the party we went to the other day? The food was catered by the Best Little Sandwich Shop, and it was amazing.
It was some of the best food I've had at any one of those types of events.
Just mention Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Get 10% off at the Best Little Sandwich Shop at any of the four locations.
Check out the menu at tbls.com. The Best Little Sandwich Shop.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fifth here, Humboldt leading 11-1, and Shane Coates starts his first full inning of work after getting the final two outs of the fourth. Due up here for the visitors, it's going to be the top of the lineup, Spencer Duggan, Coco Figueredo, and J.Q. Folina. Four runs in that fourth is the 45s, pardon me, the B-52s sent nine men to the plate batting around. And Coates starts Duggan off here with the first pitch of the at-bat, and it's called strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Reminder to tune in at 6 p.m. tomorrow for the early start for the getaway game, game four of this series. 0-1 pitch is a slider up high for ball, 1-1. 45's riding a three-game winning streak. They're going to have a heck of a comeback tonight here if they're going to make it four. They trail 11-1. 1-1 on the way here to Duggan. He's up high with a fastball. Two balls and a strike. Keaton Glover led off the bottom of the first with a solo home run, but the 45s have been unable to scratch out anything since. 2-1 pitch. Very high that time. Three balls and a strike. Duggan walked his last time and scored. He's been on base twice, reached on an error, and has struck out 0-for-2 in three plate appearances. 3-1 pitch is down low for ball, and he walks that time. So on base for the third time tonight is Duggan. Now to bring up Figueredo. He singled and walked, one for two in three plate appearances, struck out back in the second. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. They're interested in helping better communities through philanthropy. They encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. That's the McConnell Foundation, a Reading institution for quite a long time. Doing a lot of good things for a lot of people. That one is a called strike there from Coates. No balls in the strike. One pitch on the way here to Figueredo, and he swings and fouls one into the glove of Ben Kerner. A quick 0-2 now. Figueredo 2-for-9 in the series thus far. No 2 on the way. That's a ground ball up the middle. Angley's going to grab it, flip it to shortstop, and back to first. Double play, 4-6-3. And you can't turn it any better than that. Angley to Shaw to Fabing. And just in time to remind you tonight, if the visitors are held scoreless in the top of the fifth, something we like to call the frozen fifth. And free discount, or pardon me, not free, huh? Discount ice cream for all fans in attendance here whenever we have a frozen fifth. Well, two outs and nobody on. Chances are good here with J.Q. Felina stepping in. He has singled in three plate appearances. Single, a ground out, and a walk, one for two. He has scored twice. Swing and a miss, and he was swinging for the seats there. Wound up down on one knee. On a fastball up through the letters. No balls in his track. Good old challenge fastball there from Coates. Working quickly, the 0-1. He's called strike on the outside corner to quick 0-2 here. No balls and two strikes here on the DH. That one is fly down the right field line. This one is going to be over in foul territory down the line, giving chase with Murphy as he continues to tail away from him. Still 0-2. Reminder, all 45s gear half off for through the rest of the season at the dugout store here. Just $5 a ticket for our remaining four games after tonight. $3 for our fans 62 years of age and over. Don't miss the 45s this year. Just a handful of games left. Friday night will be fan appreciation night here at the park. 0-2 on the way, a slider that stays up high, 1-2 now. Coates ahead in the count, a ball and two strikes, and a slider is hit high into center field, hit well. Glover on this horse running deep over his shoulder. It's not going to get there. It's going to be up against the wall. It's going to be a double for Felina here with two outs. And that'll give Giacomini a chance to hit here. RBI sack flies last time. He's driven in three runs, one for two. Graham has scored twice. So Felina, his second hit of the night, a single and a double now. And Giacomini will hit. This will be the first at bat for Giacomini against Coates. All three of his previous plate appearances against the starter, Gunter. So we'll see how aggressive they want to be here to Giacomini with first base open and two down. Outfield and infield playing him to pull as this one is down low at the shoe tops with a fastball, 1-0. Coates gets the sign from Kerner. 1-0 pitch on the way to Giacomini. Swing and a miss. He challenged him at the letters, and he swung right through it. One ball, one strike. I want to mention a couple of other of our volunteers and people that make things possible here at the ballpark. In no particular order, Mike Foster, Nicole and Bob Nixa, Ashley Cizek, Katie and Dave Cassidy, Lindsey Walker, of course, all of our host families, along with our coaching staff, of course, Rick Bassetti, Greg Catteray, Eric Fasking, Justin Sebesma, Rick and Patty Bassetti. Doing so many things here. This one misses for a ball. Two balls in a strike as some smoke from the barbecue makes its way out into left field. Worst part about being a broadcaster here, only 2 minutes between innings, but my loss is your gain. Come down and enjoy this great ribs, tri-tip, burgers, dogs, you name it. 2-1 on the way here from Coates. Grounded out to second base, moving to his left is Angley. He's up with it, and that'll end the inning 4-3. And Discount Ice Cream here is a frozen fifth is in effect. We head to the bottom of the fifth, 11-1. Humble, you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Mark, you know what I've been craving lately? Chinese food.
Abby, I have the perfect solution. Sailing Boat Restaurant has partnered with Haven Humane Society for this month's second Tuesday dining restaurant.
Wow, so I can get my Chinese food fix and help out animals in need at the same time? Sailing Boat Restaurant always satisfies my cravings with their amazing food.
Please join us Tuesday, August 8th at Sailing Boat Restaurant from 5 to 9 p.m. They have graciously donated a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane reach their goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fifth here, and Taylor Angley is going to get it started. Angley, Keaton Glover, and Thomas Ahlstrom here in the home half of the fifth. 45 is looking up at an 11-1 deficit to the Humble B-52s. They won the first two games of this series, 10-5 and 11-6 on Thursday and Friday night. Looking to make it four games in a row as they won against the Reading Ringtails, 12-2 on Wednesday. Called strike here to Angley, 0-1. Broadman has been strong here, just one run through four innings. This one is just a bit low, one ball, one strike. One run on four hits, three errors for the 45s, 11 runs on 12 hits, one error for the Humboldt B-52s. This one is lined out into center field, and Angley gets it started with a leadoff single. He's one for two now. That'll bring up Keaton Glover. Glover, one for two, led off the bottom of the first with a line drive shot that cleared the wall and left for his fourth home run of the season. Now tied for second on the team with Casey Trosclair in that category. And he'll bat here, one for two after grounding out in the third. That was the 45's lone RBI of the night. And Angley, who runs well at first with nobody out. As the 45's looking to chip into this lead against Broadman, who's needed just 72 pitches here through four and change. That one is outside for a ball.
Your center fielder, number seven.
One ball, no strikes on Glover. Big hole on the right side as he's being played to pull by the infield and the outfield. And first baseman Giacomini holding Angley on, who now straightens out his lead and is going to be drawing a throw because of it. He's back in safely without a slide. Glover took a 1-0 pitch back in the first over the left field wall. He's ahead 1-0 here. Another check over on the runner there, Angley at first. Rodman ready with a 1-0 now. Up high, two balls and no strikes.
I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
For Glover now, 12 RBI on the year. He scored 26 times now in his 16th contest. Hitters count 2-0. Angley at first is not going, and Glover pops it up into shallow right center field. The second baseman going out now. The right fielder coming in. Puts his hands out as if he does not see it. Tries to deke the runner at first. But not going for it is Angley. That's a fly out to number 9. And Glover is one for three.
Your
That's Thomas Ahlstrom's chance now. He walked his last time 0 for 1 in two plate appearances. Looking to extend that eight-game hitting streak. It'll be Ahlstrom and then Fabing here. Runner on first and one down. Five hits now for the 45s against Broadman after that single by Angley. Broadman out of the stretch. First pitch here is in there for a strike to Ahlstrom. No balls in his strike. Broadman working quickly. He's going to throw over to first. Back in safely is Angley without a slide. Ahlstrom right at 303 on the season right now. 21 RBI. That one is lined out of play down the right side over toward the Reading Library here, and it's a quick 0-2 now. Middle of the lineup coming up with Fabing and then Wilson Kessel. Trying to get Angley over into scoring position now is Ahlstrom. He's in the protect mode now on 0-2. Rodman delivers. Ball is flown down the right field line, hooking now towards foul territory, and it's going to be just out of reach for the diving right fielder there. Good effort given out there by Hart, but he comes up just short in foul territory. Had a long way to go as they're playing the right-hander to pull here. Under the lights here at Tiger Field, just shy of 9 p.m. now in the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway home, 4.5 innings done here. Ahlstrom battling here, still down 0-2. Broadman delivers a fastball up high, and they snap throw down at first. It's going to go into right field, and Angley induces the error there from the catcher, and he's going to end up at second base, a free 90 feet there. Adley an E2, and a man in scoring position now with one down. Count is 1-2 on Ahlstrom. So that takes away the force and the double play. As Angley had a couple extra steps on the secondary lead and was well off the bag, and the catcher Seymour came up firing and sailed over the head of Giacomini down there at first. Ahlstrom waiting on a 1-2 now from Broadman. Pitch on the way. Very high, but he fouled it back out of play. Good protect mode there. Still 1-2 as that one's headed out toward my car. Good battle here with Ahlstrom. Next pitch he sees will be number 6 in the at-bat. Another 1-2. Ground ball to the right side. This is going to get the runner over to third. Second baseman comes up with it. That's Figueroa, 4-3 on the putout. And there's two down now. And it'll be up to Fabing here with two down and runner at third to try and chip into this lead. Ahlstrom now 0-2 with a walk. And Fabing, who singled to right back in the first, flew out to left in the third, 1-2. Connor's been a good RBI man all year for the 45s. Got one out there with two down now, and he watches a strike on the outside corner. No balls in a strike. 26 RBI and 29 contests coming in for Fabing. 3 home runs, 2 triples, 7 doubles. So it's a loud 300 plus. This is a little flare into right, and it's going to hang up for the right fielder, and that'll end the inning. Runner left at third as we head to the top of the sixth. Still 11 on Humble. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Discover the new Kia at Reading Kia for the highest rank large car, compact car, small SUV, midsize SUV, and multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
That's Kia Cadenza, Forte, Niro, Sorento, and Soul.
Kia has received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Reading Kia, featuring complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle sold and the best warranty in the USA.
Head into Reading Kia today and get ready to save a lot of money on Reading Kia's award-winning lineup. There's no better time than right now to take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Take a look around the next time you pull into a parking lot or a community event like the Reading Kia-sponsored Mosquito Serenade. You'll see Kias everywhere. It's Reading Kia's commitment to customer service and our community that's the Reading Kia difference.
Reading Kia. See the brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress Avenue. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the new YouTube channel.
ReadingKia.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Top of the sixth here, 45's channel 11. One new pitcher here for Reading Colt 45's. It's going to be Jared Bertotti. And he's going to be facing the 5-6-7 hitters here for the Humble B-52's Teasley, Hart, and Seymour. Teasley has two hits and two RBI in three plate appearances thus far. Get to the line here on Bertotti, the third pitcher of the night for the 45's. This will be his third appearance on the season. Had a scoreless inning back on July 5th against the Sierra Wolves. This one has popped up. First baseman's coming on to make the play. That's Fabing. And on one pitch, he's induced to pop out to number three, and there's one down. Teasley is retired. Scoreless inning on July 5th, as I was saying, and then came in on July 27th in the 10-5 win. Finished out the ninth. Did give up two earned runs in that one, so... In total, his third appearance here, 0-0 with a 9-0 ERA in two innings pitched. He has yet to strike out a batter, has allowed two walks and three hits. And with one out here, it's going to be Jordy Hart. Hart has grounded into a fielder's choice, doubled, and flown out. He has scored once. One for three. Righty versus lefty as Bertotti ready with the first pitch to the bat and a swing and a miss on a pitch down around the shoe tops. No balls and a strike. Tonight's game brought to you by the McCall Foundation, their mission helping better communities through philanthropy. They encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors are your Colt 45s here on KCNR. Hart waiting on an 0-1 here from Bertotti, the lefty, and a swing and a miss as he dropped down sidearm and took something off there. And Hart out in front. The fans hoping that the beer battle will oblige them here with discount suds in the sixth. Bertotti ahead in the count, 0-2 now. He delivers, and a curveball drops down below the knees. One ball, two strikes. 11 runs on 12 hits, two errors for the visitors. One run on five hits, three hits thus far for your 45s. Through five full innings and one-third of the top of the sixth here. 1-2 pitch. That one bounces off the plate, taken for a ball, 2-2 now. You're listening to Game 3 of a four-game series against the Humble B-52s. Tune in tomorrow night at 6 p.m. for first pitch of Game 4 of this series. Against the Humble B-52s, 45s won the first two games and looking up at a deficit here as this one is well inside and the count goes full now, 3-2. So with one out and nobody on from 0-2, it goes to 3-2 on Hart. Doubled back in the third. And a little chopper to the left side foul. That was against Micah Gunter. Another full count pitch coming up here after the foul ball. As a good battle here between Hart and Bertotti, and that's a foul tip into the glove. Strike three, and the beer batter does exactly what the fans hope he does. Second out of the inning here. First strikeout of the season there for Bertotti now in his third appearance.
Thank you, Jordy.
And that'll bring up Dalton Seymour. RBI single back in a run with a ground out back in the third. Single then was stranded back in the fourth. Two for three with two runs batted in out of the number seven hole for Seymour. Did commit an error last inning, but did not end up scoring a run. So no harm done there. A big healthy cut there on a fastball off the outside. 0-1. He swings right through it. No balls and a strike against the right-hander, and Bertotti winds and delivers. This drops one down sidearm, and this one's hit well into center, but it's going to be right to Keaton Glover, who drops back a couple steps and makes the play. No runs here in the top of the sixth. We head to the bottom of the inning. 11-1 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Consider replacing incandescent light bulbs in your home with energy-efficient LED light bulbs. LED bulbs use up to 75% less energy, generate no heat, last up to 25 times longer than incandescent bulbs, and offer comparable or better light quality than other types of lighting. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
From narwhals to unicorns and manatees to mermaids, discover the physical and cultural connections between the real and mythical worlds at Turtle Bay this summer in Mythical Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Mythic creatures of all kinds are taking over the museum May 20th through October 1st in this immersive, hands-on exhibition organized by the American Museum of Natural History, New York. Mythic Creatures is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
4-5-6 hitters do up here in the bottom of the sixth for the 45s. And it's going to be Wilson Kessel leading off, followed by Jackson Murphy and Ben Kerner. Kessel 1-for-2. He singled back in the third. As they're going to try and solve the riddle that thus far has been Mr. Brodman. Craig Brodman has allowed just one run and five hits here through five innings, and the first pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Kessel, who singled down the right field line just inside the line back in the third, waits on a pitch that's down in the third, 1-1. Brodman has thrown 85 pitches here through five innings. Gets the sign from his catcher. Now here's a 1-1. That was a swing and a miss as Kessel takes a healthy cut there, but misses 1-2. Kessel, Murphy, Kerner here. Murphy 1-for-2 with a single as well. One ball and two strikes here on Wilson Kessel. That ball down in the dirt. 2 balls and 2 strikes now. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. They want to encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. 2-2 here to Kessel. And that ball is inside. Count goes full here. Forty-fives need base runners here in the bottom of the sixth. Looking up at an 11-1 deficit. 3-2 is hit high and deep to right field. This one's got some carry on it, but it's going to stay in the ballpark. A few steps in front of the track now is the right fielder, Harden. He's going to make the play. Scored a fly out to number 9, and there's one out for Murphy now. Grounded out to short his last time in the third. Singled in the first.
Jackson Murphy! Murphy.
Murphy with two home runs and four RBI last night. His 10th and 11th on the season. He was our co-player of the game along with Brendan Yawn, who had a three-run shot himself. Seven big flies coming into tonight. Keaton Glover has the lone RBI tonight. Solo home run in the first. That has been the extent of the offense for the 45s. They've managed just five hits against Brodmann here. And he's walked just one man. Only two strikeouts this far for him. So he has pitched to contact. He's just stayed off the barrel all night. This one is hit hard to the left side on 1-0, but foul off the bat of Murphy. Out in front of a changeup there. And it's a ball and a strike now. One count here on the Chico native Jackson Murphy. A distinctive Northern California feel to the lineup here tonight. 1-1 pitch is up high for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Got Shaw from Foothill, Angley from Enterprise. Murphy from Chico. Blake Williams in the bullpen yet to come in tonight. He's from Alturas. If we can get him in here, that'd be pretty much our entire NorCal contingent. This one's a slider on the outside corner that skips off the glove of the catcher to the backstop and is somehow still called a strike. And the fans behind the plate can't believe it, giving umpire Johnny Smith what for. As instead of a 3-1 count, it's 2-2, and a big difference there to any hitter. And he'll go into protect mode now. 45 is looking for base runners here with one out. 2-2 is low and outside, and the count goes full now. Kerner and then the DH spot, which was Coates. Bertotti has come in after Coates came in as the reliever, so they burned the DH. That pitcher spot now due up fourth. Here's a payoff pitch here to Murphy up high, and he walked him. So on base for the second time tonight in three plate appearances. This time via the base on balls is Murphy, and that'll bring up Kerner. A pop out and a ground out, 0 for 2 for Ben. Came into tonight hitting .394. And this is 20th game. He's got two home runs and 15 RBI. And prior to that, 0 for 2 was coming in on base and at a .447 clip. And with a runner on first, Bertotti is going to be in the on-deck circle. So after pitching a scoreless top of the sixth, he will get an at-bat here, presumably in the bottom of the frame.
Your catcher, number five.
So here's Kerner.
Corner.
He's hit safely in his last two games. Looking to extend that streak out to three here. Two hits against the B-52s last night. This one up high, and we've got a balk, and Murphy is going to trot down to second. A balk called out there, as it looks like he did not come fully set at the belt, and pause. So Murphy in scoring position now with one out. And Brodmann having a word with the second base umpire, now we're all ready to go. So that changes the at-bat a little bit here. The first baseman, Giacomini, comes off the line now. Second baseman, Figueredo playing way over toward the bag for the right-handed hitting Kerner. First pitch of the at-bat is grounded out to the shortstop. That's going to kick into left field for a single. Hard hit ground ball there. They're going to wave Murphy home. Here comes the throw. Throw is going to be cut off by the catcher. It's thrown into center field. All the way to the wall. It's going to continue to roll. Kerner, rounding third now, is going to come all the way home. In a wild play, two runs are going to score. It's 11-3. You know, if you're going to come back, you need some breaks, and they get one there. The catcher had cut the throw off as Murphy decided to stay at third. He had Kerner dead to rights at second base. If he could make an accurate throw, he double-clutched, knowing he had all the time in the world, and then launched it into center field. Nobody backing up the play. It continues to roll out there, and Kerner comes all the way around. A couple errors on the play. Murphy and Kerner both score, and with one out, it's 11-3 for Bertotti. I'm going to catch a breath after that play. Give Kerner a single and a run scored after Murphy scored as well. And a couple errors on the play. 11-3 is Bertotti Matson watches one down low, 1-0. This one misses, 2 balls and no strikes now. Brodman ready with a 2-0 pitch, and Bertani swings and misses there. Lefty versus righty here with one out and nobody on after a wild 2-run play there. Brodman delivers. That one misses down low. 2 balls and a strike now. I had given Bertani credit for one extra ball prior to him earning it down that pitch. So 2-1 now here as Brodman delivers. Ball is lined out into right field. Down the line, that's going to be a hit. Bertotti takes a big round to first and puts down the anchor. Now the right fielder bumbles it around a little bit, and he's going to head back to first anyway. So a hit there for Bertotti with one out. He's 1-for-1 now after coming in as a pitcher here in the top of the sixth.
Your shortstop.
And that'll bring up Shaw.
Andrew.
Shaw has popped out to center field and right field. And with a runner on first and one out, 45's looking to keep the rally going here. So we're going to have a meeting at the mound. The entire infield, as well as the manager for the B-52s, are congregating there. That's Scott St. John out there. A right-hander now is being sent down to the bullpen to warm up. So Brodman will presumably get at least one more hitter here. 2 runs home of the inning for the 45s with one out. 3 runs on 7 hits now and 3 errors for the 45s. 11 runs on 12 hits and 3 errors now for the B-52s. On that play moments ago where 2 runs scored, you had a couple errors on there. Ben Kerner scored on an E2. That was an E on the catcher. So just one error on the play, but it ends up being a two-base throwing error. And Shaw bats now, looking to reach for the first time with the runner on first and one down. Bertotti out there being held on at first. Big hole on the right side for Shaw, who watches one at the belt for a strike, 0-1. Shaw and then Angley here in the bottom of the sixth. Still only one out. As a right-hander warms in the bullpen for the visitors. A lot of pitches out of Brodman here. And this one is to the backstop. And advancing down to second now is Bertotti. It's a ball and a strike. And last pitch was number 102 on the night. Here through 5 1/3. So while he's given up 3 runs, just 2 have been earned. But a lot of pitches here. And a 1-1 on the way here to Shaw. And the runner is going to be picked off of second base, and he's thrown out there as Bertotti was leading the wrong way, and Brodman baked him out, had him leaning one step the wrong way, and he's picked off. And that's the second out of the inning. So 2 outs and nobody on for Shaw. 2 runs home here for the 45s. They've cut it to 11-3 now. 1-1 pitch. Called strike at the knees. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. They encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors, your Co-45s. That's the McConnell Foundation. 1-2 pitch, and Shaw hits it to the left side, deep in the hole. It's short. Third baseman cuts across. That's Duggan. Long throw. 5-3 on the putout, and that'll end the inning. So the 45 score 2 to cut it to an 8-run deficit. We head to the top of the 7th. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, my name is Justin with Vivid Details. Auto detailing should be a part of your maintenance, not just a luxury. Here at Vivid Details, we make your car feel and look like new. We specialize in paint correction, headlight restoration, scratch removal, carpet and upholstery shampooing, and much, much more. We give your car that new car shine every time. Remember, not all detailers have experience, equipment, or training to make your vehicle look and smell like new, but we do. We are fully licensed and insured, so give us a call today at 530-604-7380 or come visit our new shop located at 30 Hilltop Drive.
A true tribute band, Double Trouble. A tribute to Tom Petty and Bob Seger all in one show. Michael Furlong performs his tribute to Tom Petty, and Terry Jail performs his tribute to Bob Seger all in one event. Come out for a night of great rock and roll on Friday, August 11th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Double Trouble. Double Trouble. A tribute to Tom Petty and Bob Seger live in the Event Center. This is a great performance of all-American rock and roll music packed with dozens of hit songs. You'll recognize and enjoy them all evening long. A must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Double Trouble, a tribute to Tom Petty and Bob Seger in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, August 11th. A good time will be had by all. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better at the River.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the seventh here, Jared Bertotti getting ready to start his second inning of work. He threw a scoreless top of the sixth and had a single to boot in the bottom of the inning. As 45 scored two runs on two hits, they've cut the lead to 11-3 now as the B-52s started up in the top of the seventh. Leading off, it's going to be Antonio Caraballo. He has singled twice, driven in a run, and three plate appearances, two for three. Called strike here, 0-1. Bertotti gets the sign from Kerner and delivers. 0-1 pitches inside for ball one, ball one strike. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. They encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. That's the McConnell Foundation, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on KCNR. Bertotti ready with a 1-1, and he delivers. This one is lined out to center field, and that's going to be a leadoff single. Third hit of the night here for Caraballo. All three have been singles. And Steve Ouellette will bat after grounding out three times. He will bat with a runner on first and nobody out. This will be his first at bat against Bertotti. Had one at bat against Coates, grounded out to short in the fourth. 0 for 2 against tonight's starter, Micah Gunter. First pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. A reminder, just four games left after tonight. Our final game will be on Friday night of next week, which will be Fan Appreciation Night. This one is fouled out of play, 1 ball, 1 strike. A 6 p.m. start tomorrow night, 7:15 on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for our final three games. Make sure you catch the 45s before the season ends here. 45s 25 and 12 through 37 games here. Need to hit the comeback trail here in the final three innings. They're going to make it four in a row. Here's a ground ball to short. This could be two. Shaw, Angley, throw over to first and safe at first as Fabing had to come up off the bag to catch the ball, which was a bit high. So call it a fielder's choice, 6-4. And Ouellette will replace Caraballo over there at first. 6-4, fielder's choice. And with one out, that'll bring up Spencer Duggan. Two walks and a reach on error in four plate appearances. He's 0 for 2 officially, but he has scored twice. First at bat here against Bertotti. And that one misses up high for a ball, 1-0. B-52's been held scoreless since the fourth inning. His 45s have tried to chip away here, adding two in the bottom of the sixth. This one misses up high. Two balls and no strikes now. This ball is lined out into center field, sinking in front of Glover. He's going to take it on a hop, and back-to-back singles here with one out. Or pardon me, single fielder's choice, and now another single. And Duggan sends Ouellette up to second base, and with one out, there's two men on for Coco Figueredo, who will bat right-handed here for the first time against the lefty Bertotti. Grounded into a double play his last time in the fifth. He's singled, walked, struck out, and grounded into a double play, 1 for 3. In four plate appearances. This ball is hit high and deep to left. That ball is going back, way back, and it is out of here. Three-run home run off the bat of Coco Figueredo, as it is now 14-3. B-52s, high arcing shot into the netting and left as they get all both of those runs back from the bottom of the sixth and add one extra. It's now an 11-run ball game. Figueredo is second hit now, a single and a big fly. First home run tonight for the B-52s. And it's a three-run shot, which brings up J.Q. Felina. A double, a single, walk, and a ground out. Called strike makes it 0-1 now. I jinxed him by saying they didn't score since the top of the fourth. So my apologies there. This is Giacomini, pardon me, Felina now, watches one outside for ball 1-1. All 52s here tonight so far. Four in the first, three in the third, four in the fourth. And now another three spot here in the top of the seventh, all on one swing of the bat off Coco Figueroa's. Three-run shot. Two balls and a strike because this one's down in the dirt. Two-one on the way, and it's flown out into right very high. Murphy coming in. Angley going out, and Angley's going to make the play. Going to pop out to number four, and there's two down now. Here's Giacomini, three runs batted in. In a one-hit night thus far. Had a sack fly back in the fourth as well. So 1-for-3 officially in four plate appearances. And two outs and nobody on for him here in the seventh. Three runs home for the B-52s. Now 14 runs on 15 hits for the visitors. As they've taken out some of the frustration from the last two nights. They've dropped the first two games of the series 10-5 and 11-6 on Thursday and Friday respectively. Called strike here at the knees. No balls in a strike as Bertotti dropped down sidearm there and hit the knee-high target. A one pitch on the way. And a changeup down low. One ball, one strike. Bertotti delivers the 1-1. Just a little bit low, two balls and a strike. Due up for the 45s in the home half of the seventh. It'll be Angley, Glover, and Alstrom, 9-1-2. 2-1 pitch is a swing and a miss, way out in front on his front foot on the changeup there. Two ball, two strike count. This ball is fouled back out of play, still 2-2. Just one game still in action. Twins leading the A's in the top of the ninth, that game in Oakland. A couple late finals for you. Yankees over the Rays, 5-4. And a couple games that went into extra innings earlier tonight and have finished up. Cubs over the Brewers, 2-1. This one is flown out into left center field. That's going to get down in the gap as Giacomini's going to have a single, and he's going to put down the anchor there as Glover got to it quickly. Second hit tonight for Giacomini and a two-out base runner for Daniel Teasley. Teasley has singled twice, driven in two runs, scored once. 2-for-4 in the five spot. Looks like a right-hander warming down in the bullpen for the 45s. 1 2/3 thus far for Bertotti. He's given up three here in the seventh. This one is up high for a ball, 1-0. Count is 1-0 here on Teasley. It's umpire Johnny Smith giving some instructions to the visitors dugout there regarding the bullpen down the line. This one is fouled down the right field line just about in that same spot. A ball and a strike now. Count is 1-1 here to Teasley with the runner at first and two down. That's Giacomini over there at first. This ball is flown out into shallow center. Very, very shallow as the second baseman Angley's going to take it. Pop out to number four in the inning. Three runs home, make it 14-3. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Seventh inning stretch time. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's Electric Utility. Windows are the number one source of heat gain in your home. Installing solar screens, window treatments, or new low-E windows significantly reduces heat gain and reduces your summer air conditioning costs, putting money back in your pocket. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Taylor Angley leads the thing off here in the bottom of the seventh for the 45, trailing 14-3 to the visiting Humboldt B-52s. He fouls one back on 1-0. It's a ball and a strike here. Angley, Glover, and Ahlstrom, 9-1-2 hitters here. Angley has singled and struck out 1-for-2. 1-1 is grounded to the left side. Third baseman Duggan up with it. Long throw over. He's going to short hop it, but it's scooped down over there by Giacomini. Second time tonight he's taken a bad throw and scooped it out. And 5-3 on the putout. Angley is retired. He's 1-for-3 now. Here's Keaton Glover. Solo home run back in the first. He's grounded out and flown out. 1-for-3. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. I encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors your Colt 45s. That's the McConnell Foundation. Our thanks to them for another year of Colt 45s baseball here on the radio. This one misses down low to Glover. One ball, no strikes. Rodman delivers and Glover takes up high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes now. Glover and then Ahlstrom here. Ahlstrom has reached once in three plate appearances with a walk back in the third. Two-0 is hit very high to shallow left center, who let the shortstop out on the outfield grass. And he's going to make the play, pardon me. I can get out from underneath my own tongue. And there's a pop out to number six. Two down now. And Glover is 1-for-4.
Ahlstrom.
So here's Ahlstrom with two outs and nobody on. As the 45's running out of outs here, they trail by 11 with 2 outs in the bottom of the seventh. They'll need 11 runs before they make 7 more outs. Things getting dire here as Ahlstrom lines one up the middle. That's going to be deep in the hole. It's short for Roulette, and he's going to have it glance off of his glove. That'll probably be an infield hit, as he would have had to make a heck of a play to get Ahlstrom, who runs well, and they will give him a hit. So a single there for Thomas. And Connor Fabian will come up. 1-for-3, single back in the first. A CSU Monterey Bay product, batting left-handed here against Broadman, who's thrown 110 pitches here. Pardon me, 111 pitches through 6 2/3. A right-hander continues to warm down there for the visitors. He's had a quick seventh here thus far, though, prior to that infield hit. Fabian watches a fastball in the inside corner. 0-1 now. 3 runs on 8 hits now for the 45s and 3 errors. 14 runs, 16 hits, 3 errors for the visitors. Broadman ready with an 0-1. That ball is down in the dirt. Nice job there to knock it down by the catcher. It's a ball and strike now.
The grill will also be closing after this inning. The grill will be closing after this inning.
Broadman takes a long look in. Now he comes set, ready with a 1-1 to Fabian. That one's off the end of the bat, foul down the third base side. 1-2 now. Count is 1-2 here for Fabian, with Ahlstrom over there at first and 2 down. And time called at the plate is Broadman waited out Fabian, and now we're going to dig back in ready for 1-2. And that one is low and inside. Count is even at 2 now. Castle on deck, hoping for another opportunity here in the seventh, with a couple runners on base, perhaps. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs now, as Broadman's slowing things down with a man on base. Now he's ready. Here's a 2-2. That ball is lined into right field. That's going to be a base hit. And it's going to get past the right fielder all the way down to the wall. And it's going to kick around for a little bit. They're going to wave Ahlstrom around all the way from first. And it's caught off of second base for the final out of the inning is Connor Fabian. And they're going to say the run did not score. So the 45s run themselves into the third out there. Run does not score. And that'll end the inning. We head to the top of the eighth. Still 14-3 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin. And in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
14-3 Humboldt as we start at the top of the eighth. New pitcher for the Humboldt 45s. It's going to be Austin Lively. So Lively will be making his pitching debut here for the 45s in a game that has gotten out of hand, 14-3. We've seen Keaton Glover, Thomas Hallstrom each throw one game. Bertotti making his third appearance here tonight. Casey Trostclair has been in one game. So manager Greg Catteray going to save the arms in the bullpen for game four of the series tomorrow night. We'll have first pitch here for you at 6 p.m. on Sunday for the getaway game, game four of this series against the Humboldt B-52s. Jordy Hart's going to lead things off here for the visitors in the top of the eighth. Four in the first, three in the third, four in the fourth, and three more in the top of the seventh. That's 14 runs for the B-52s. Hart, Seymour, and Caravello, 6-7-8 here for the visitors against Lively. So we'll see him on the mound here for the first time as he winds and fires. The first pitch is up high with a fastball, 1-0. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. They encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors here, Colt 45s here on KCNR. 1-0 on the way here from Lively, and it's up high with the fastball again, 2-0 now. Reminder, just four games left on the season tomorrow night, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday will be fan appreciation night here at the ballpark, just $5 a ticket. Best $5 to spend all summer long, $3 for our fans, 62 years of age and over. 2-0 fastball here from Lively is outside, three balls and no strikes now. 14 runs on 16 hits, three errors for the visitors, three runs on nine hits and three errors for the 45s. Three balls and no strikes here on Hart, the right fielder, and he watches one up high for a pitch walk to start things off. Now to bring up Dalton Seymour, a single and an RBI in the first, another single in the fourth. He drove in a run with a ground out in the third. He's officially 2-for-4, two hits, two runs batted in. So runner on first with nobody out. And Seymour looking for his third hit of the night. And we'll see Lively in the stretch here with Hallstrom a few steps in at third. Almost even with the bag there. Lively fires, and the fastball here is high. And five pitches and five balls thus far here in the top of the eighth. We've seen Austin primarily at third base, also a handful of games at shortstop. First time pitching here as he finds the zone there on the outside corner, 1-1 now. Seymour and then Caravello here. Caravello is 3-for-4 with three hits and an RBI himself. Here's a 1-1. That one is at the top of the zone there, 1-2. Lively ahead in the count, one ball, two strikes. And that ball is popped up on the infield. Kerner, right out in front of the home plate, now in fair territory, is going to have it drop out of his glove, and there's going to be a E2 there, and the runner's going to advance to second as he lost his footing right as the ball was coming down. And it's been that kind of night for the 45s as the runner's on first and second now with nobody out. Lively had a 1-2 slider way out in front, was the hitter on his front foot and popped it up. But it ends up dropping in fair territory here. And that'll bring up Antonio Caravello, singled his last time, singled each of his last three times, and RBI back in the third, part of that three-run third inning. Called strike there, 0-1. On Wednesday, we'll be taking on the Reading Ringtails. Thursday and Friday are our only two games of the year against the Shasta County Sun Devils. Every pitch will be right here on KCNR 1460. 0-1 pitch misses outside for ball, 1-1 now. Right-hander warming down in the bullpen for the 45s now here in the top of the eighth. First and second with nobody out. 1-1 on the way. Ball is flown down the right field line towards the visitor's bullpen in foul territory. One ball and two strikes. A A walk and an error, the fourth of the night by the 45s here. Have two runners on in the eighth. And a pitcher's count, one and two here on Caravello. Slider, swing and a miss, way out in front there, and it's the first strikeout of the inning here for Lively. There's one down. That'll bring up Steve Ouellet. He's grounded into a fielder's choice his last time. Came around to score. He's 0 for 4 officially with four groundouts. Righty versus righty here with one down in the eighth. High with a fastball up around the eyeballs, 1-0 now. Lively delivers, 1-0 pitch is fouled back out of play towards the announcer's booth here. Count evens at one with one out now. All 45s gear half off from now to the end of the season. Come down, get your hats, hoodies, shirts, you name it. Everything half off at the dugout store here. Now through Friday. There's a line drive into the left on a slider. It's going to drop in for a hit. Kessel comes in and makes the play to keep the runner from advancing past third base, and the bases will be loaded here. First hit of the inning here. It's been a walk, an error, and a single. Sandwiched around a strikeout, and bases are loaded with one out. Little leadoff man Spencer Duggan had a single his last time. One for three with two walks. He scored twice. That was the first hit of the night here for Ouellet. He's now 1 for 5. Base loaded with one out as Lively delivers first pitch. It's going to be a flare down the right field line. Murphy giving chase. He's going to get there, make the play, come up firing to the home plate. And nice play there by Murphy, and the runners will not advance. Scored a fly out to number 9. Had a long way to go to get that one and then produced a quality throw. As Sting put it, third was Hart. And it'll be Figueredo here. Singled back in the first, hit a three-run home run in the seventh. He's 2 for 4. He's also grounded into a double play and struck out, walked, and scored in the fourth. So he's scored three times, driven in three runs, and is 2 for 4 out of the number two spot. A nice night for Figueredo. First pitch is popped up right into my lap here, and it's going to drop in foul territory, and a young fan's going to end up with it, as it should be. No balls in a strike. Figueredo hit that home run right-handed. He's batting left-handed here against Lively. Count is 0-1. Kicks and fires. That ball is a little soft liner out in right field. That's going to get down behind the second baseman, Angley. Two runs are going to score. And it is 16-3, Humboldt. A little flare off the mound of Figueredo. Looks like he hit it with a rolled-up newspaper. But two more RBI. He's got five on the night now. And he stands at first. Runners at first and second for Felina. 2-4 with a walk. He scored twice. Popped out to second base his last time in the seventh against Bertotti. 17 hits now for the visitors as Lively comes into the belt. First pitch is high with a fastball, 1-0. Kerner puts down the sign, waiting on a 1-0 pitch. Felina watches it up high again. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch here on the way from Lively, and it's hit hard to left field, down the left field line, and Kessel's not going to get there. It's going to be off the wall on a bounce. Runner's going to score from second. Throw comes into the cutoff man, and that's going to be an RBI double. 17-3 now. Scoring on the play is Ouellet. And Figueredo over to third now. So Philander with an RBI double there. His third hit of the night, second double. First RBI of the evening. And Giacomini will bat again here. Singled his last time. 2 for 4 with a 3 RBI night. Scored twice. Called strike there. 0-1. Lively checks the runner on third. 0-1 pitch on the way to Giacomini is a slider hit out in right center field. Hit well. Murphy on the run. He is not going to get there. It's going to be off the wall on a bounce. Two runs are going to score. Giacomini is going to put down the anchor and leave it at first base. So a loud two-run single there. And it's 19-3. Humboldt, five spot here in the eighth as they have opened it up. And they have batted around now as Teasley will be the ninth man to bat in the inning. Teasley has singled twice, driven in two runs, 2 for 5 so far. First pitch is a called strike on the outside corner of the knees, 0-1. That last hit makes it an even 20 for the visitors. 19 runs on 20 hits. All B-52s here tonight. That one is down low, one ball and strike. 45s will try and get back on the horse again tomorrow for game 4 of this series. They won the first two on Thursday and Friday. 1-1 pitch is flown out into left field, shallow. Play out there for the shortstop, Sean. That'll end the inning. So we head to the bottom of the eighth, 19-3. Humboldt, you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher here for the B-52s in the bottom of the eighth. It's number 24, Josh Davis. Davis came in the seventh inning last night and pitched 2 innings. As it's 19-3, Humboldt here, 5 more runs in the top of the eighth for the B-52s. Kessel's going to lead things off here in the home half of the eighth. It's going to be Kessel, Murphy, Kerner, 4-5-6 here. Kessel's 1 for 3 with a single. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. They encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. That's the McConnell Foundation. In the win last night, Davis came in and pitched the 7th and 8th, as I mentioned. Allowed just one base runner a walk while striking out 3. Did not allow a run. And it'll be Kessel, Murphy, and Kerner here, 4-5-6. Davis fires a fastball that's a swing and miss, 0-1. Davis ready with an 0-1 pitch here to Kessel. The Simpson University left fielder tonight. This one misses for a ball, 1-1. 45's looking at a 16-run deficit here, 19-3 in the bottom of the eighth. Their three-game winning streak in serious jeopardy here. 1-1 is outside corner for a strike, 1-2 now. Credit to the starter, Broadman, tonight. 7 innings of 3-run ball, just 2 of those earned. 2 strikeouts, 2 walks, 9 hits. He's in line for the win here as a 1-2 pitch is fouled out of play. It looks like a slider there that he reached out and poked foul. Still 1-2. One, two on the way here is inside for ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coming up on 10 p.m. here in a game that has been all B-52s, taking out their frustration from the first two games of this series. 45's won 10-5 and 11-6, and it's 19-3 Humboldt here tonight as Kessel grounds a chopper to third. Duggan over there with a long throw, takes it on the big hop, 5-3 on the putout, and there's one down. Kessel 1-for-4 now. Here's Murphy, 1-for-2. He has singled and grounded out. They walked back in the sixth and scored the first of the 2 runs in the third, or pardon me, in the sixth. 1 in the first on a solo home run by Keaton Glover, 2 in the sixth. As Murphy and Kerner scored, that has been the extent of the offense thus far. 3 runs on 9 hits for the 45s. As Davis fires high with the fastball, 1-0. Davis ready with a 1-0 delivery, and Murphy swings and fouls it back. 1-1. Did not get cheated on that cut. Hope you'll join us tomorrow at 6 p.m. Tune in at 5:55 for the Turtle Bay Exploration Park pregame show for game 4 of this series. Our fourth to last broadcast of the year, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, our final 3 games. This is a 1-1 pitch down there, 2-2. One out here in the bottom of the eighth with Murphy at the plate. Ben Kerner will bat next. Jared Bertotti in the 7 hole. Now the pitcher's spot, so we'll see who gets the at-bat should it get to that point in this inning. We'll get a minimum of 1 more at-bat for that 7 spot. So most recent pitcher in there is Austin Lively, who pitched the top of the eighth. Murphy ahead in the count, 2-1 here as we're ready for baseball. Outside corner, 2-2. Two count. Davis gets the sign and fires, and that ball is fouled out of play. Looked like a slider there on a 2-2 pitch, and it's out toward the running library. Still 2-2 here. Davis gets a new baseball and he's ready. Swing and a miss. He's late on the fastball and that's out number 2. Murphy down on strikes. He's 1-for-3 tonight now with a walk. And Vernon Kerner will step in. He singled back in the sixth. 1-for-3. And he scored once. And Lively out on deck, so he will presumably will hit here, should Kerner reach. A right-hander warming down in the bullpen for the 45s, but it remains to be seen whether they'll utilize another pitcher here with the game out of reach. Kerner hits one high and deep to right center field, but this one's going to stay in the ballpark. Hart out there is going to make the play, and that'll end the inning. 1-2-3 go to the 45s. We're at the top of the ninth. 19-3 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vince Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed. Semper Fi.
As consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new Weight Loss Powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Curtis Perrin is on the mound in the top of the ninth here. He'll make his first appearance in a 19-3 ball game. We've got a football score here in the ninth inning. 45's three-game winning streak in serious jeopardy here, barring one of the greatest comebacks you'll ever see. And Perrin will get the ball here in the top of the ninth after Lively completed the eighth inning. So right-hander Curtis Perrin out of Seattle University, who we've seen primarily at second base this year, and on base and at over 500. He's leading the team in walks, and he'll try to prevent the walks here on the mound as he and Kerner will get things started here in the ninth. Due up for the visitors, it's going to be Jordy Hart, the right fielder. 6-7-8 hitters, Hart, Seymour, and Caravello. Hart has walked, doubled, and scored three times in five plate appearances. He's 1-for-4 with a base on ball. So Jordy Hart, the right fielder, will lead things off here. Righty versus righty against Curtis Perrin. As we're going to save all the bullets in the bullpen for tomorrow's game four here with this one in little doubt here. Perrin pitching exclusively from the stretch, throws sidearm. This one is flied out to center field. Glover is going to make the play on one pitch. Fly out to number eight. And a good start here for Perrin. It's one out and nobody on. For Dalton Seymour, he's reached on an error, singled, and singled one more time. He is 2-for-5 with two runs batted in. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, their mission helping better communities through philanthropy. They encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s, that's the McConnell Foundation. Perrin, sidearm delivery there, and it's a little chopper foul behind the plate, 0-1. Catcher Dalton Seymour and left fielder Antonio Caravello here in the top of the ninth. Perrin ready with an 0-1. That ball is hit out to center field and hit well. Now it's going to be caught in the gap by Glover, who cuts it off. Nice play there as he was playing him to pull and positioned perfectly. Two consecutive flyouts to center, and there's a quick two down here for Caravello. Caravello has struck out, singled, singled again, singled yet another time, and struck out yet another time. So 3-for-5 with an RBI and two strikeouts. Last struck out in the eighth against Lively. And with two outs and nobody on, Perrin delivers. It's a little chopper back to the mound. 1-3 on the putout, and a 1-2-3 inning for Perrin as we head to the bottom of the ninth. 19-3, Humboldt listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia for the highest-ranked large car, compact car, small SUV, midsize SUV, and multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
That's Kia Cadenza, Forte, Niro, Sorento, and Soul.
Kia has received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, featuring complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle sold and the best warranty in the USA.
Head into Redding Kia today and get ready to save a lot of money on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup. There's no better time than right now to take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Take a look around the next time you pull into a parking lot or community event like the Redding Kia-sponsored Mosquito Serenade. You'll see Kias everywhere. It's Redding Kia's commitment to customer service and our community that's the Redding Kia difference.
Redding Kia. See the brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress Avenue. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the new YouTube channel.
RedingKia.com.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Redding community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Redding Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, MuseConcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Curtis Perrin threw a 1-2-3 top of the ninth in his first appearance on the mound, and he will lead off here in the pitcher's spot in his first at-bat. It'll be the 7-8-9 hitters, which is now Perrin, Shaw, and Angley here. In the bottom of the ninth, 19-3 Humboldt, as Davis is going to throw the ninth here after a scoreless eighth. Perrin fouls one straight back out of play, 0-1. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, their mission helping better communities through philanthropy. They encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s right here on KCNR 1460. 0-1 is outside for ball, 1-1. Reminder, all 45s gear half off from now through the end of the season. Come out and join us. Just four games left after tonight. Go to RedingColt45s.com for the entire schedule. All hats, shirts, and hoodies are half off here at the dugout store. This one fouled back to the screen. It's 1-2 now on Perrin. Perrin at 310 in 16 contests as a hitter. 22 walks, 1 home run, 10 RBI on base at a 537 clip as this one's fouled back out of play over our heads. Still 1-2 here. Pardon me, 2-2 now. Last night, Curtis was 2-for-4, scored 3 times, and drew a walk. 2-2 on the way here from Davis. Very high with the breaking ball, and the count goes full now.